this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. You've heard it said, you can't please all of the people all of the time. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's true when it comes to President Trump's spending and tax cut bill and members of Congress.
We can't make everyone 100% happy. It's impossible. This is a deliberative body. It's a legislative process. By definition, all of us have to give up on our personal preferences. I never got to ask anybody to compromise core principles, but preferences must be yielded for the greater good. And that's what I think people are recognizing to come to grips with.
The Senate's version of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill now being debated in the House, which will vote on whether to send it to President Trump for his signature. Johnson says he has the necessary backing to pass the bill, expects a vote later this morning. The president's been urging Republicans to stand together to pass the bill. He's been working the phones, talking with GOP holdouts. One of them, Ohio Republican Warren Davidson, says he will cast a yes vote after rejecting an earlier version of the bill.
The phone call came as a key procedural vote for the mega bill remained open for almost 4 hours, with hardline conservatives and one moderate Republican keeping the bill from moving forward. As of 2 a.m. Thursday, the vote was 207 to 217, with five Republicans voting no and eight voting present. The combination has threatened to tank the rule, since Democrats are united against it, and a vote on the final package can't proceed without that rule. President Trump spoke to some of those holdouts, who were seen entering the room shortly before the call began. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Democrats oppose a bill which would, among other things, block a huge tax hike. It would extend the Trump tax cuts. Government to release a June employment report this morning, expected to show the addition of 115,000 jobs, down from 139,000 in May. Mass shooting, multiple people hit by gunfire last night, downtown Chicago. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 26 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good morning. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Some overnight construction just now in the last couple of minutes wrapped up on the inner loop of the Beltway between I-97 and the BW Parkway for a while. Up until about 15 minutes ago, it was a single lane. We saw the state highway trucks beginning to clear now, so that's going to get better over on the southwest side. There was some work overnight. We'll see if they come back, today being the beginning really of the long holiday weekend. So northbound 95, we can see the heavy traffic there at Route 24, but right now it looks like the lanes are open. The Beltway looks good. Minor buildup, outer loop right around I-70, and right now no big delays, no problems, clear at both harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at your forecast, and temperatures not too bad for your Thursday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine as well. Seeing slightly cooler temperatures for the 4th and less humidity also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a bit cooler than yesterday. 65 right now in Reisterstown. Downtown Baltimore, it's 72 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the body worn and dashboard camera footage of a deadly crash involving MTA police. On June 4th, the accident happened in Baltimore City, killed Gabriel Castillo and Ezequiel Garcia Chicas of Hyattsville. The footage shows a car speeding away from police before crashing into a pillar under I-95. One man dead, another wounded, following a Wednesday afternoon shooting in East Baltimore. Police say one victim found in the 3600 block of Ravenswood Avenue just before 3:30 p.m. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Second victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on that shooting asked to please call police. State of Maryland looking for a new location for a cannabis incubator after opposition from the Catonsville community. The state has been planning to convert the former National Guard armory for the incubator, but is located near Catonsville Elementary School, neighborhoods, and a recreational trail. And the Howard County Health Department has issued a precautionary health alert due to sewage overflow at a state highway administration storage location. Officials say a clogged private sewer line running from the I-95 North Rest area in Laurel caused an overflow of between 10,000 to 100,000 gallons of waste on Tuesday of this week. Lottery numbers from last night, pick 3, 740, pick 4, 6408. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market. So now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Someone, please just make it stop.
No score in the ballgame, and Marcus Semien coming
in. And he hits that ball hard. Deep out to left field. That one has a chance. It's gone! Into the bullpen! Semien's ninth home run of the year. It's a three-run shot.
Dave Raymond had the call on the Rangers Sports Network as the Orioles say good riddance to Marcus Semien. 5-for-10, 2 homers, 5 driven in the series. It was a blanking yesterday as the Rangers take 2 of 3 from the Birds, 6-0 in the final. The victim was Tomo Sugano, who allowed all 6 runs in 4 2/3. Here's manager Mancelino in the postgame.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it's just location. I think it's command. There's pitches he's, you know, setting up away, and we're kind of yanking in, and, you know, balls have kind of fallen in from there.
Elsewhere in baseball, Clayton Kershaw joined an exclusive club last night.
The ravine rises, ready to erupt.
Great moment at Dodger Stadium last night. Strikeout number 3,000 for Clayton Kershaw, joining Steve Carlton, Randy Johnson, and CeCe Sabathia as the only left-handed relievers. The only left-handed members of the 20-pitcher club. Coming up in 30 minutes, once a bench warmer, now an all-star. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna
morning to you. Welcome. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice from Earl, and it is a Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, there's data now from DJS. Over 700 juvenile complaints. How many of them were released? We have the answer for you coming up. Mamdani and his commie dreams continue to be talked about here in the good old U.S. of A. But our top story here is the one big, beautiful bill is on the verge of passing. Here's Speaker Johnson in the middle of the night.
So I just think it's very positive, and I think there's a lot of forward momentum, and we're very optimistic about the outcome.
What's your message to the holdouts?
Look, we worked on this a long time. A lot of thoughtful work went into this, and even though the Senate modified some of our product, the extraordinary things in this bill are so important for the American people, and most of our agenda is wrapped up into this legislation. So it must pass. We have to deliver for the people. The president wants to do it. As he said very well, this is no longer the House's bill or the Senate's bill. It's the people's bill, and it's our agenda, so we've got to do good on it. So I think everybody understands that. I think everybody's trying to get the yes, and I believe we will.
Everybody's trying to get to yes, and last night a House rule passed about 3 o'clock in the morning, 219 to 213, to advance the one big beautiful bill in the House, where today we're expected to have a final vote right around 8 o'clock this morning at some point, and I don't think they'd let it on the floor if they didn't have the votes for it. So it's the message here that is being echoed is don't let the enemy of good be perfect.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, or something like that.
Don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. But that's what is being echoed by a great deal of members in the House saying that, look, we don't like that there isn't enough spending cuts. We don't like there isn't as much deficit reduction. We don't like the fact that not all of the Green Raw deal was taken out. But that's, you know, it overall is a really good bill. It's President Trump's agenda. Is what he ran on. It's what we need. And we can always go back and start trimming stuff off in appropriations and rescission packages. And once we get this tariff revenue fully into the coffers.
Yeah, they're talking about $3 trillion of tariff revenue. Additionally, they're talking about a bill that has certain limitations on it because of the legislative process. And things can be done post this moment to change some of the spending habits in Washington, D.C. And I think that is the intent. That may be what sells it to hesitant members, people like Andy Harris.
Well, yeah, and Andy Harris, of course, we'll get to him in just a second. He's being threatened with a primary by Elon Musk if he dares vote yes on the one big beautiful bill. So we'll get to that here in just a second. But members like Chip Roy and others sat down. Russ Vogt was, we played a lot of Russ yesterday here on the show. Russ Vogt is instrumental in basically, look, this is what is actually in the bill. Don't go on the CBO score because the CBO is partisan.
Yeah.
So, again, this is what we've done. The Council of Economic Advisors has done a full study on this thing. It's, as he said yesterday, the largest massive spending cut in the last 30 years in any piece of legislation. And in the long run, it is going to have the deficit by the year 2034. So let's get all the data out there. I think a lot of these guys don't read the actual bills. I think they rely on their staffs to tell them, and their staffs have got it horribly wrong. That's why Russ Vogt was on Capitol Hill last night.
All right, it's 6:13. More on that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But first, here he is, Chuck. I love going to the 2 o'clock club, Whitaker.
Yeah, I used to frequent there on occasion. Got there about 1:59. Left a minute later. It's very nice.
Yes, of course.
If you're heading to the Bay Bridge this morning, some folks getting an early start. See a lot of campers going across early this morning, so everybody's trying to get out of town right now. You're good. Whitehall Road through Oceanic Drive through Sandy Point. No problems right now, and the weather is good this morning. So right now it's clear through Stevensville all the way down through the light at 50 at 404. Your westbound travel has no issues right now at all as you're coming over towards I-97, and then the upper end of I-97 still clear. Might back up a little bit later right at Route 32. Everybody on the Beltway is good. The overnight construction did clear from the Interloop just before the BW Parkway in Adirondack.
Caldwell County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day today, sunny, and highs about upper 80s. Tomorrow high also in the upper 80s, and less humid. It'll be dry. No weather, precipitation expected in the weather forecast over the next two or three days. So get out and enjoy your Independence Day weekend activities. Right now it's partly cloudy, 73 in Annapolis, 69 in Ellicott City. And time for some one-liner news. Sean Diddy Combs has been convicted of prostitution-related offenses, but acquitted on the more serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. Apparently the judge directed the jury and said, did he? And they said, no, he didn't. You know who was one of the lead prosecutors on the case?
No.
James Comey's daughter, Maureen Comey.
Hmm.
Yeah, is right. Citing his recent pro-Nazi songs and controversial stances, Kanye West is now barred from entering the country of Australia.
Hmm. Interesting.
And Kanye said, you ever see a black Nazi? Really? Del Monte Foods, the 139-year-old company known for canned fruits and vegetables, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Saw that.
People just aren't eating canned foods like they used to. Three main reasons. One, they prefer fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
Two, they want healthier options. And three, a little crank on the canola really hurts your wrist.
Yeah, that's tough. But there's nothing like canned meat, though.
Yeah. Potted meat.
Oh, potted meat. Yeah.
Potted meat. Spam.
Yeah.
Spam. There's nothing like it. Thank God.
Lululemon is suing Costco, claiming the big box retailer is ripping off its designs and selling knockoff articles of Lululemon clothing under the Costco Kirkland brand. Hmm. Costco says, wait a minute, we sell an 8-pack of yoga pants for $5, so who's doing the ripping off?
Yes.
All right. Clayton Kershaw, L.A. Dodgers pitcher, feated for a rare accomplishment last night, his 3,000th strikeout in his Major League career.
That's
They're
amazing.
Saying that the only person that had more strikeouts was Chuck on the block.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck on the block. That might be a new kid's book.
It's like Doctor Who.
One day Chucky went downtown.
Dr. Wynn.
He found this area of Baltimore Street, just east of Charles Street, and his eyes went, woo-woo! So Chucky had to go home.
Yeah. How about this? The Paramount Corporation has settled with President Trump in his lawsuit against 60 Minutes.
Oh.
I think it's like $16 million.
Up front.
Up front.
And then more later.
More later.
Yep.
And this was the alleged editing of the interview with then-candidate Kamala Harris. 60 Minutes in their defense said they had no choice. She rambled on and had a word salad for an hour and a half. What'd you want us to do?
Yes, really.
With nothing usable at the end of that interview. Nothing
you know, it's whatsoever. A big deal when they say the settlement was 20 digits.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's a big one.
Yep.
How about this poll? Only 36% of Democrats, this is a Gallup poll, much admired, respected, revered.
Yeah.
Only 36% of Democrats said they're proud to be an American.
Right, for the 4th of July.
Yeah. That's down from 87% in 2001. Meanwhile, 84% of Republicans identify themselves as proud Americans over the last 24 years. So 84% of Republicans, only 36% of Democrats.
Right. Now, you know why they did that. It's a protest against Trump.
Yeah, but, it doesn't matter who the president is. Again, look, I didn't like Biden. I didn't like his policies. I think he was horrible. I'm so proud to be an American. There's no other place in the country, in the world I'd rather be living in or be in. Yeah.
But it isn't one of their boys in there, so that's why.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you can explain the inner workings of the Democrat mind, Chuck.
Well, they're all idiots. So you just
there's a certain kind of identity thing that's going on here.
Yes, there is.
So, it's just cut to the chase.
100% of them proud to be Brooksvillians, and Chuck Whitaker's answer.
I'll tell you what, there were a hell of a lot of flags in Brooksville this morning when I came in, just everywhere.
Yeah, I did not see that many in my neighborhood.
No.
I have mine up. I had mine up year-round, but...
And unfortunately, we're getting ready to get a tropical storm here today.
Yeah.
They're going to come down, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll make sure those flags don't become, flying missiles. Yeah.
I fly my my father's flag when he passed away. He was a veteran of World War I.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that out there, but this morning I took it down.
Yeah.
How many stars?
At that time, 50.
Where he is a veteran of World War One.
Yeah, but his flag on his coffin had 50.
Oh, got
stars.
It. Got
okay.
It. Got
yeah.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
But back when he was in there, I don't know.
In 48, right?
Probably 48.
Because Alaska and Hawaii came later, after
right,
World
yeah,
War
I. Not until the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I had the same thing with, except I have my dad's flag that was on his coffin from, it's now encased in a glass triangle that they mm-hmm. give you. You know, so it was really, really cool. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate yep. that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hours. We hit Independence Day. Your thoughts on the big, beautiful bill? It looks like it's going to pass. Look like they have the votes. And now, coming up next, Elon Musk wants Andy Harris to vote no. Otherwise, he's going to primary him.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up between now and 7 o'clock this morning. Wow. 700 various complaints, plus minus, to DJS. How many of them were resolved? You're going to be stunned at this number when it comes up. And also coming up between now and then, Mom Donnie, this guy up in New York, he's a scary dude, but slick, smooth, and a good politician. For those of us who care about the Constitution, this is a 9-1-1 moment.
Yeah, reminds us a lot of Barack Obama. Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. I mean, I don't know where you guys get your math from, but this deal adds $2 to $4 trillion.
Your source? Your source, sir? What's your source?
That's what I hear on Fox News. That's what I hear on
News. They're citing the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO.
Yeah,
which
don't tell me in 10 years we're going to save a trillion. People want relief now.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, Steve, we didn't get into this problem overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. Everybody wants this magic bullet cure. It ain't happening. I got news for you. So we have to take a slow and steady approach to balancing the budget, to reducing the deficit, and getting our children out of debt. It's not happening. I don't care who the president is. It's not going to happen overnight.
You got to bite the bullet. It's got to happen overnight. This is why Elon Musk is so...
Elon Musk is a genius in many areas, but on this, I agree with the sentiment, but the reality is you just can't do it overnight. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi. Busy travel day today, so we've been looking around 95 up towards the Delaware line. Looks good. The traffic south into the city looks fine. 83 both directions okay. 70 out west. Out as far as Hagerstown, we don't see any delay there. And at least right now, the 95, the Parkway, and the Capitol Beltway with the lanes open. Still no issues at the Bay Bridge. One new minor accident in the city, kind of northeast of downtown at Greenmount Avenue at Chase Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Old habits die hard. Mild start today, sunny and upper 80s for the high. Pretty much the same for Independence Day. Saturday looking really nice as well. It is going to be a really nice Independence Day weekend. And right now we're looking at 68 under sunny skies in Reisterstown, 71 in Baltimore City. All right, so I hear what Steve is saying. Steve is frustrated. He wants us to bite the bullet, but you can't get $34 trillion in debt and expect to wipe that out overnight. Yeah. What you can do is you can address the $2 trillion annual deficit. Okay, that's what you can address immediately. And again, as I said, this bill, it's not being reported as such on Fox News or any of these other swampy outlets, in which they have the largest spending cut in the history, well, actually in 30 years, in any piece of legislation, $1.6 trillion in savings in this bill.
Yeah. So, well, look, there's something else, and that is that the CBO score is useful, but it leaves out some things that I think that the Trump administration would have us remember. That is how much money will come in because of the tariffs, how much money will be crossing the transom because of the change in the tax status. And, by the way, if it is not passed, something to address the current tax rate is not passed, then you're going to see basically a tax increase to knock your socks off when the old tax decreases expire.
Yeah, 68% increase on that $4 trillion tax hike. But here, you're right, and this is what Russ Vogt was saying. This is why he went to the Capitol Hill yesterday, talked to Chip Roy, talked to Andy Harris, talked to the block of 10 House Freedom Caucus members that were balking at it. Number one, they are not counting the revenue that's going to be created by the permanent tax cuts. They're not counting the tariff revenue, which is, according to Vogt, is going to be close to $4 trillion all told in this package. And then, of course, you have the rescission packages that will come up in on the Hill. Yep. The rescission packages are going to be the DOGE cuts. So they're going to be cutting even more. And then the appropriation bills, these are the 12 single subject bills. There's one later this year, and I think one early next year as well. But don't forget, there was a deal cut by Republicans and Democrats last year on the Biden spending package that tied the hands. That's the reason why we have a reconciliation bill that you can pass with 51 votes versus 60 votes. You can't do everything in a reconciliation bill. So again, this is not perfect. I agree. Yeah. I want more deficit reduction. I want more spending cuts. But this is the first step in one of many steps. Now, Elon Musk is saying, he tweeted this out on X, posted on X regarding the One Big Beautiful Bill. Quote, how can you call yourself the Freedom Caucus if you vote for a debt slavery bill with the biggest debt ceiling increase in history? And he tagged Andy Harris and Chip Roy in that. Those are the two House Republican positioning themselves as the budget cutters. And that's fine. I understand the sentiment here. They're going to increase the debt ceiling by $5 trillion because you have to be able to do that to borrow the money for the permanent tax cuts. Because you don't have the money to pay for them now. Sadly, that's how bad of a shape we are in as a country. Yeah. But that money is going to come in future revenues from tariffs, from the tax cuts themselves, the stuff that you pointed out. So the question here is, is Musk serious about this? If Andy Harris votes yes on the bill, will Musk spend a lot of money and primary him in Maryland's 1st District?
Frankly, I think it would be a waste of Elon Musk's money for him to do that. I think Andy's in a pretty safe seat, and I think that he has cemented his position in that seat. It would be really hard to primary him and have any success in doing it. And in general, Andy simply wins it, period.
Well, remember, he voted present on the first time it came out of the House, 215, 214 to 1. The 1 was Andy Harris voting present in that particular case. He's voted no in committee before, and now he's talking about voting no. I don't know how he voted yesterday on the rule. I can't get a roll call vote as of yet. But if he votes no against the Trump agenda, with all due respect to Andy Harris, I do like him. I think he's a good conservative. But I voted for President Trump. I want Trump's agenda passed. Okay? How long are these guys? How many bills has Andy Harris voted in the past that has raised the debt? that have raised the debt ceiling. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to stand on principle and say, I'm not going to vote on this bill. This is Trump's agenda. The swamp doesn't want it. The Democrats don't want it. I understand the fiscal concerns, but the people voted for President Trump wanting his agenda to be put in place.
I understand.
Now, do you think if he votes against that bill, he's still safe?
Yeah, I do.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I think there will be opposition if he votes against the Trump agenda.
We'll see how it plays out. I think Andy is very comfortable with where he is politically. I think that he is in a seat that is his now. It's at that point of his career, it's his seat now.
Yeah.
To unseat somebody in that position, technically, I think is difficult.
When you start thinking that, that's when you lose your seat. We'll see. Hopefully he doesn't.
Tell Nancy Pelosi that.
Okay.
Tell anybody who was there for a long, long time. They're not going to lose their seats. They're there forever.
Well, Wayne Gilchrist thought it was his seat for the longest time.
Fair enough.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The state of Maryland looking for a new location for a cannabis incubator after opposition from the Catonsville community. The state had been planning to convert the former National Guard armory to the incubator, but it's located near Catonsville Elementary neighborhoods and a recreation trail. The Howard County Health Department has issued a precautionary health alert due to a sewage overflow at the State Highway Administration storage location. Officials say a clogged private sewer line running from the I-95 North Rest Area in Laurel caused an overflow of 10,000 to 100,000 gallons on Tuesday. The bathrooms at the rest area have been shut down and portable restrooms are in place until the blockage is cleared. The Maryland AG's office has released the body worn and dashboard camera footage from a deadly crash involving Maryland Transportation Authority police. The June 4 accident in Baltimore City killed Gabriel Castillo and Ezequiel Garcia Chicas of Hyattsville. The footage shows a car speeding away from police before crashing into a pillar under I-95. One man dead, another wounded following a Wednesday afternoon shooting in East Baltimore. Police say the victim was found in the 3600 block of Ravenswood Avenue just before 3:30 p.m. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Second victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to please call police. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation says there will be a temporary commercial vehicle restriction in place for the city's July 4th festivities. From noon Friday until 11:59 p.m. that night, commercial vehicles will not be allowed in the downtown and Inner Harbor areas except for local deliveries. The commercial vehicle restrictions do not include cabs, buses, or other mass transportation vehicles. 6:32, next up, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three lottery numbers, 740. Your pick four, 6408. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
A little bit of a slowdown now, 895 southbound. If you're coming down from the Eastern Avenue Bridge and into O'Donnell Street, slowing there. So it's a rolling backup right now. It's not completely stopped. But in the meantime, an extra 5-6 minutes right now for the traffic through there. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Traffic going into the tube, coming out on the south side. All four lanes are open. You're clear towards Camden Yards as you're passing there on 95 south. And then eventually out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at your forecast, and temperatures not too bad for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine as well. Seeing slightly cooler temperatures for the 4th and less humidity also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Is the league catching up to right-hander Tomo Sugano?
Seager, 0 for 2.
And Seager blasts that one center field again. Mullins looks up. It's gone! Second Rangers home run tonight.
But this is a missile off the bat. Ball down in.
Dave Raymond with the call on the Rangers Sports Network. Two more homers and a season-high 10 hits allowed by Sugano last night in just 4 2/3 innings pitched as the right-hander gets pounded in a 6-0 loss. After the game, manager Mancelino on the arc of Sugano's season.
You know, I think the league has kind of, you know, seen him a little bit and the scout reports had a little bit, and I think just the importance of getting the pitches to the locations that he wants is probably incredibly important right now, even more so than earlier in the year just because it's not as new.
Birds are off tonight. They'll be in Atlanta for the holiday weekend series. Good news for the Orioles, though, is the story of Ryan O'Hearn. Beyond his wildest dreams, O'Hearn voted in as an AL All-Star yesterday, leaving his benchwarming days in Kansas City well in the past. In fact, he once joked they could build a statue of him on that KC bench.
Yeah, I mean, the statue could still be built. I spent a lot of time on that bench over there. But, you know, coming to Baltimore, I've said it many times, has been, you know, life-changing for me. So many people in the organization that I, you know, have a lot of gratitude for, players, coaches, front office.
Second baseman Jackson Holliday lost out to Gleyber Torres of the Tigers, but can still be voted in by players and coaches. Elsewhere in baseball, since April 14th, a span of 70 games, the Yankees have had sole possession of first place in the AL East. Well, that came to an end last night in Toronto.
Infield back for the Yankees, and now Addison Barger. Straight away, center, gone!
Dan Shulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. 11-9 the final. The Blue Jays hold on. Jays and Yanks are now tied in the American League East. Wimbledon, Carlos Alcaraz cruised yesterday. American Taylor Fritz advances, but Hyattsville's Francis Tiafoe ousted on the men's side. And while six-seeded Madison Keys advanced, upsets continued unabated on the women's side. Four-seeded Jasmine Paolini, last year's runner-up, followed Coco Gauff, Jessica Pegula, and Qinwen Zheng on the way out yesterday. Only number one seed Aryna Sabalenka remains out of the top five-seeded women. The time now is 6:37. When we return, more on Ryan O'Hearn.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This really is a great story, and in a season where the Orioles have totally underperformed and underwhelmed, it's good to see. I'm just looking at his numbers right now. Basically, he was wasting away in Kansas City, like he was saying. They could have built a statue for him on that right. Bench. And he comes to Baltimore, changes his life, changes his career, and now he is here, an American League All-Star.
Yeah, that's congratulations. That is a great story. But as we get closer to the trading deadline,
well, he could be the number one chip that the Orioles have to dangle
is
after.
Gunnar Henderson safe?
Yes, Gunnar Henderson is safe.
Okay.
I think the core, even Rutschman, for that matter. Rutschman, Henderson, Holliday, you know, Kowser, Westberg.
You get a ton of prospects for Henderson.
They're not going anywhere.
Gary Stein?
Fan revolt.
Tigers need a shortstop.
Gary Stein, is he safe?
Gary Stein, I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. Is Gary Stein safe?
He's untouchable.
He's untouchable.
Exactly. He's
franchise
untouchable.
Player.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the guy you build around.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's the Chris Davis of
Wow.
You're gonna pay me in perpetuity?
Yes, I didn't say how much, but it'll be in perpetuity. But
I guess that makes me the Albert Bell of morning radio. Hand me a baseball bat.
Hey, it's good work if you can get it, you know.
Yes, it is.
Hey, congratulations to Ryan O'Hearn. Great job.
Indeed. Great job indeed. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And you can certainly weigh in with your thoughts on the One Big Beautiful Bill and the Elon Musk, Andy Harris story. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Zoran Mamdani, the name is not familiar to you now. It should be, because there should be a canary in some coal mine that's just passed away just mentioning this guy's name. He is not a socialist, not a Democrat. He is a full-fledged communist, pretending he's not, because if he told you he was, he would have a prayer of getting elected mayor up in New York City. But he seems to be doing okay up there. He won the Democrat primary. Now he has a bunch of people who may run against him. Eric Adams, I think he's going to run against him as an independent. Of course, there will be a Republican, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a strong position in which to be. If you're people who habitually vote one party, they're going to vote this one party, and that name is there. So what are some of the things that I say that make him more a communist than a socialist?
We can establish community land trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership. We can give tenants a right of first refusal to buy out their landlords when buildings go up for sale. And we can fully commit to a new era of social housing.
Okay, community ownership. What does that mean? That means the government owns it. That's community ownership. The government owns it. As for the people, as it were. The ability for people who rent from somebody to say, we have right of a first bid, well, that's fine, as long as your bid is competitive or, frankly, the best bid in the marketplace. But what usually comes with that kind of thing is they say, your tenants have the first right, and you have to accept their bid if our estimate of the value of your home is matched by their bid. In other words, take your house off the market, because if you don't, we'll simply value it at whatever your tenants can pay you for it. That's what it means. And this guy, Mamdani, says he's perfectly fine with this stuff. And he says, we've seen it happen in other countries.
We won't decommodify housing overnight, but we know what we have to do, and we have history to guide us.
We won't decommodify housing. Housing is a commodity. What he wants to do is no longer make it a commodity. He wants it to be like air or water. You got to pay for your water bill, of course, but like air, potentially, in New York City. Breathe in, but not too deeply. Now, there's a couple of big problems with this guy's approach. First of all, yeah, we've seen it happen in other countries. For example, the Soviet Union, they gave it a good try. Did not work. Many of the countries in South America have gone this route, like Venezuela. It didn't work there. Yes, they have a model on which to build, but it's a really crappy model. Mark Penn worked for the Clinton administration, I think, as well. He did some work for the Obama administration, and he said that this guy's support is puzzling, because he's talking about taking money away from people. He says, basically, there should be no such thing as a billionaire. He wants to put a cap on what you can earn as an individual. Wow.
Mamdani's base of support is college-educated young people making $100,000. The struggling working class voted for Cuomo. So what is it with these young, educated people who have everything, and maybe they've always gotten it for free, and therefore they think getting it for free is really the way it should work?
And shall I point out, by the way, that this guy is an anti-Semite. He has a long history of it. He will not disassociate himself from globalizing the intifada in any fashion whatsoever. And he's comfortable with that. A lot of New York Jews reflexively vote Democrat. And again, unless they're paying attention, wow, what a vote to take.
This is a 9-1-1 moment for the Democratic Party, in the sense that he's an anti-Semitic socialist. He has really not disavowed the global intifada. He has not really disavowed his comments that we should seize the means of production. He is perhaps the most extreme major candidate ever to win such a major office.
Yeah.
But it's no mystery why he got the votes of youthful, younger voters coming out of these Marxist madrasas called Harvard and Columbia and NYU. Yeah. And, again, they are being indoctrinated and brainwashed into socialism / communism. So there's no mystery there. Until we completely revamp our education system and start, and Trump is trying to do that with making Harvard a more hospitable place for Jewish students. Yeah. Et cetera. I'm not surprised at all that a lot of these folks would vote for a Mamdani.
It's amazing. 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBN traffic with on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway on the west side has a brief slowdown just on the outer loop as you pass underneath I-70 and then heading down to Route 40. Nothing major there. Rest of the Beltway is doing just fine. Both the tunnels are okay. A little slow. There's a speed reduction there on 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel between O'Donnell Street and the southbound tunnel. But 95 is still running okay with all four lanes clear. And we've had a look at the JFX. As you might expect, the beginning of the long holiday weekend, not a lot of traffic there. We're back down at Sandy Point, looking at the Route 50 here, right at the area coming off the Bay Bridge and moving over to the Bay Bridge. And so far, traffic is clear in that area. Looking back just in case towards Whitehall Road, looks like we're fine coming over from Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day. It's gorgeous morning right now, sunny a little bit later on, and high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow high also in the upper 80s for Independence Day. Less humid, very dry, no rain in the forecast whatsoever on the next, at least next couple of days. Right now, Middle River is sunny and 71, and we have sunny skies in Pasadena, 72. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, the name,
Johnson. These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. That kind of bloviating is exhausting.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right, Independence Day, 4th of July means it's the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island. And Joey Chestnut is back this year after a little bit of a dispute.
Good on him.
So he's back. I don't think he's promoting meatless Franks anymore.
I don't think so.
I think that's left up to Chuck Whitaker now. But here, Joey talks about his interesting method.
While I'm eating the meats, I dunk the bun in water. It's gross. It's not pretty, but it's the only way you can eat the bun fast.
He's absolutely right about that.
Yeah, bear that in mind, Chuck, next time you want to dunk your buns in water. Right? It's gross.
Well, he did on a regular basis, and then he sold the hot tub.
Yeah.
Because it was gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, 100%.
It was. Yes. Because you get out, when you're old, you're wrinkled, you got to drag your ass behind you for a while. Well,
you look like Sharpay Johnson.
I beg your pardon? Somebody thought I had two tote bags.
Pizza Hut debuting the new $12.99 Hut Lovers deal and spicy Hawaiian Lovers pizza. Well, that's interesting. Let's take a look at the spicy Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
Spicy marinara sauce.
Why did I know he was going to
ham,
go
bacon, pineapple, jalapeno. Peño, and red chili flakes. Now I'm going to have to try it.
No.
Yeah. Meat Lovers, pepperoni, Italian sausage, ham, bacon, seasoned pork, and beef on the Meat Lovers.
No tofu?
No tofu. Oh, maybe on the veggie. Let's see. Mushrooms, onions, green peppers, diced tomatoes. Nope, not even no tofu on the Veggie Lovers pizza.
Wow.
That pizza.
Take your shoes off, Bruce. Get some tofu.
Okay.
Really? Such a disappointment.
Well, do you like tofu?
No.
Oh. It kind of
it tastes like whatever you have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever sauce
it's
you
fine.
Put it in.
It's okay.
It's a substance that tastes like something else.
Yes. Well, it looks nasty coming out of the whatever.
Soylent Green is people.
Where does tofu come from?
Soylent Green is people. That's all I got to say.
That's it. Friends we used to know.
Yes.
Buffalo Wild Wings is offering all-you-can-eat bottomless apps special starting at $9.99. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in Buffalo Wild Wings when Chuck's there with a bottomless app.
Yes.
That's nice.
You see, Chuck, oddly, he says that as if he's seen you bottomless a good bit.
No, I don't want to see that. That's the whole reason. Raising Cane's is opening up a couple of locations in the Baltimore area. Later on this summer, this is a fast food chicken restaurant. They're opening up at Owings Mills right there next to the CVS and AT&T on Reisterstown Road. Right there and near Painters Mill Road, our old location. And in Bel Air, it'll be at Baltimore and Atwood, site of the former Grove Plumbing and Heating in Bel Air. So two Raising Cane's coming soon, Owings Mills and Bel Air.
Sounds good.
All right, good stuff. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. Let's go to the phones. We've got Rob in Bmore.
Morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. Yeah, I just have a question for you. I've been listening all night long, different opinions about it, because I work late. But I just have a question for you guys. Now, if this bill does get passed with these tax cuts and everything, you know, that Trump wants, can they go back and make revisions or amendments to this bill you know, contrary to the people that are calling in saying that this is a bad bill. Do they have the ability to do that after it's passed? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. They can make revisions. They can use what's called rescission packages to take back some of the spending and implement the DOGE cuts. They can also use the appropriations process. These are the single subject 12 appropriation bills, and that's what we need to do in order to start reining in the spending and balancing the budget and make sure that $2 trillion deficit that we face every year is neutralized. So, yeah, they have the ability to do that, and that is being, I think what everybody's looking at, well, gee, if we pass this big bill now, then a lot of people will just say, well, screw that. We're not going to do it. But I think there's a sentiment. I think even President Trump and I believe Russ Vought, the budget director, when he says they're going to go back and they're going to do this, and they are. Their intent is to balance the budget in the very near future, hopefully the next one.
And maybe this, there's a lot of people are upset about not having the voter ID.
Voter ID didn't make it in there. I think the thing I'm really disappointed in is they're still giving Medicaid to illegals. That got voted out. There's a lot of stuff in the bill. I'm telling you, it's I don't like. But overall, the permanent tax cuts, the securing of the border, and the rest of the Trump agenda that he campaigned on, you got to have it. Because if you don't have it, I mean, the illegals cost us money.
Yeah.
So that's another savings there. In the package,
I think it's come back as a separate bill and go after Medicaid in a separate bill, and I think it would have enough support within the GOP to get it passed both houses.
Well, here's the problem nobody's talking about, because you can't touch Social Security in a reconciliation package, is that most of the problem is entitlements. That's where most of the problem is, and that's discretionary. I'm sorry, non-discretionary. And the fact is, that's something that's already been promised, and now you've got to go back and you've got to do something. You have to do some kind of entitlement reform. We've talked about it before, whether it's, raising the cap on the Social Security earnings or whether it's means testing, which many people are opposed to. Something has to be done, because both Medicare and Social Security are due to go bankrupt in the 2030s. They're going to have not enough money, so they'll have to reduce benefits.
I have a proposal, but I'll wait because we have this.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
A little slowdown here on the Beltway, right on the outer loop between I-70 and Route 40. It looks like after we clear Route 40 at exit 15, then we start down the hill from Frederick Road towards 95. All the lanes are open. That's the only slowdown on the Beltway. The earlier slowing is cleared for at least right now on 895 southbound. The lanes are open between O'Donnell Street and the old Harbor Tunnel. 95, all four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The major interstates right now for the early travel are clear. The weather, at least today, is perfect, so we're good to go there. JFX very quiet from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, and still don't see any major problems towards the Bay Bridge, but I did look at the camera just to get an indication. Heavy traffic in the turn lane on 50 eastbound, making that turn onto 404, so it begins. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. A mild start to the day. It's a gorgeous morning right now. Sunny, upper 80s today for the high. Pretty much the same for Independence Day. Saturday looking nice as well. So at least next several days, going to be less humid, dry, and lots of sunshine to get outdoors and enjoy your Independence Day and weekend activities. Right now, sunny, 71 in Severn, 70 in Parkville. Let's take a call here from Bernie in Pasadena.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Fine, sir.
Listen, I moved down here from New York City about a year ago because I got fed up with politics up there, and I've lived there most of my life, which is 80 years.
Wow.
One thing that people forget and don't look at, and the news media doesn't talk about it, is that in New York City primary, only 20% of the eligible voters voted.
Yeah.
So they get what they deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very...
The primary is where you pick your idiot.
Right. Very low voter turnout in this past election.
But it's been in almost every election. American people have given up on their right to pick the idiot that is going to run the country.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great point, because that's how you get AOC. That's how you get Mamdani. Yep. That's how you get Jamal Bowman, et cetera. These are you're absolutely right. More people would be engaged and get out and have a better say. Well, we'll see what happens in the general with Eric Adams running as an independent, which, by the way, Trump has endorsed Adams and not Curtis Sliwa, the Republican.
Well, Curtis has done a great thing with what his organization. They're good people, but I don't think he can run New York City. I think Adams is a joke, but when you look at most of your politicians, including our current governor, New York's governor, he's a pretty boy but an empty suit.
Well, I think Kathy Hochul's in trouble against Elise Stefanik. The latest poll I saw said she's within striking distance. We'll see. Bernie, thanks for the call. Appreciate your input and feedback.
No, wait a minute. I want to run my quick proposal down for Social Security before I move on. Here's my proposal for saving Social Security forever. It's going to be a mixed bag, so be patient. Remove the cap, but also remove the cap on how much you can get. So if you actually contribute at the $200,000 level, whatever the case might be, you're not going to stop getting benefit beyond whatever, $120,000, $130,000.
So no cap, but no means testing.
Correct. Secondly, allow supplemental equity investments within Social Security so that an individual may choose to say, yes, most of them are Social Security, but there's 10% I get to play with. Put it into equity, put it into gold, put it into silver. I mean, and allow that kind of thing to happen, sanctioned by the government. Third, raise the retirement age. When this was all started back in the 1940s, the expected age of retirement was like 59 and a half. Social Security kicked in at age 65. And nobody was expected to live long enough to get Social Security.
Right.
So raise the retirement age to change the balance of incoming and outgoing.
Well, the last proposal I heard was 70.
Well, I think they should go higher, frankly. I think should be looking at... Look, if the expected retirement...
Right now, you can start collecting at 62.
62 and a half, yeah.
And then, of course, there's some now at 66 and a half, and then 70 as you get the full Social Security payment. And now they're talking about making the bottom line 70 and moving up from there. So we'll see what happens. DJ Ask Data is in. Nearly 700 complaints forwarded to the agency by law enforcement. They requested detention 86 times. Of those 86 requests, DGS authorized detention 23 times. That's it. 28 were put on GPS ankle monitors, and they released a young person 35 times. It's not clear what happened to the other 603. And Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says this is a problem.
I know our commanders would like to see some sort of a matrix or some sort of accountability matrix or something that we can look at to know that if we pick up an individual, you know, on a repeat offense, you know, second time they've been arrested for stealing cars, or the third time they've been arrested for stealing cars, that juvenile services is not just going to arbitrarily say, let them go. That there is some sort of process. Maybe it's release, ankle monitor, incarceration.
Was that escalation policy or that plan, was that not outlined for you before?
There's nothing like that that exists.
Police, yeah, case in point, police arrested five juveniles in a Baltimore carjacking yesterday. Three were wearing ankle monitors.
Amazing.
Here's Mayor Scott.
Hoping for is that we get to a place where my police officers aren't consistently arresting the same people for the same things over and over again.
Yeah, but they are. And so, Mayor Scott, you can't have it both ways. You can't want to crack down and claim you want to hold people accountable and yet watch these people being released ad nauseum.
I know what happens when someone, no matter what their age is, continuously goes out and robs people and carjacks people. Someone's going to be looking for them. And those kind of people end up dead on the streets of Baltimore, right? We have to hold people accountable no matter their age.
And that starts with holding your elected officials accountable. These are Democrat policies, Democrat governor, Democrat-dominated Maryland General Assembly. You got to hold them accountable in order to hold the juveniles accountable. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After pulling an all-nighter, House lawmakers are debating President Trump's spending and tax cut bill with a view to a vote later this morning. The president has been talking with Republican holdouts, and so has House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're working through everybody's issues and making sure that we can secure this vote. I feel very positive about the progress. We've had lots of great conversations. I've met with individuals and groups all day long, as has the president, who's fully engaged as well, trying to convince everybody this is the very best product that we can produce.
Johnson says he is confident the votes are there to pass the bill. And while there was some dissension within the GOP ranks, Democrats have been marching in lockstep opposing the bill that would block a huge tax hike while extending the Trump tax cuts. Supporters say history proves that tax cuts super charge the economy, benefiting individuals, business, and government coffers. There's been a mass shooting outside a Chicago nightclub. It happened last night. Multiple people wounded in the shooting. A shooting in northwest Washington, D.C. has killed a 21-year-old congressional intern working for Congressman Ron Estes.
Eric Tarpinian Jaquin was shot and killed in northwest D.C. Monday night. Metropolitan Police and the Kansas Republican confirmed. The intern would have been a senior at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst this fall. The 21-year-old was a Granby, Massachusetts resident who joined Estes' staff earlier in June. Metropolitan Police said in a statement Wednesday that detectives believe he was not the intended target of the shooting. Police responded to the sound of gunshots on the 1200 block of 7th Street Northwest just before 10:30 p.m. Monday night. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
We'll get the lowdown on the June job scene later this morning. The government will be releasing last month's employment report. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 37 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO. And I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBN, the last day of the work week for most of us, if not all of us. Traffic weather on the 3, that means Chuck Whitaker, tomorrow, he's going to be taking a nap about this time. Morning, Chuck.
I'll be checking my eyelids for cracks, as per usual.
Yes,
on that
yes, exactly.
The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, yeah, it's stacked up. Folks traveling today, they're trying to get around to the American Legion Bridge. So you have New Hampshire Avenue, 29, Connecticut Avenue, down through the area of the Mormon Temple, and then over towards River Road to the American Legion Bridge. The good news is the weather is cooperating. Very nice, very dry, very sunny, but all that heavy traffic is there. So from 95 south into northern Virginia that way, it's slow. The inner loop through Prince George's County towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Some slowing after 214 around to the Potomac, but everybody's okay there. It's a little better pace going that way, but of course that takes you out of your way if you're going into the northern part of the area. Right now, the Beltway locally looks good. The one area was a little bit slow between I-70 and Route 40 on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at your forecast, and temperatures not too bad for your Thursday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine as well. Seeing slightly cooler temperatures for the 4th and less humidity also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm just saying, my God, the temperatures again in the low 90s today, and tomorrow is going to be another brutal weekend. Aberdeen, 68 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore at 72 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says there'll be a temporary commercial vehicle restriction in place for the city's July 4th festivities from noon Friday until 11:59 tomorrow night. Commercial vehicles will not be allowed in the downtown and inner harbor areas except for local deliveries. And that excludes, by the way, cabs, buses, and other mass transportation vehicles due to the large number of people expected in the downtown area. Public transportation is encouraged. Transportation enforcement officers will be in place to keep traffic moving. The state of Maryland is looking for a new location for a cannabis incubator after opposition in the Catonsville community. The state had been planning to convert the former National Guard armory for the incubator, but it is located near the Catonsville Elementary School neighborhoods and a recreation trail. Governor Wes Moore says upon further review, he has concluded that the state should explore new locations for the incubator. And the Howard County Health Department has issued a precautionary health alert due to sewage overflow at a State Highway Administration storage location. Officials say a clogged private sewer line running from the I-95 North Rest Area in Laurel caused an overflow of between 10,000 and 100,000 gallons of waste on Tuesday. Bathrooms at the rest area have been shut down. Portable restrooms in place until the blockage is cleared. 706 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery number 740. Your pick 4, 6408. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Another series loss for the Birds last night as the concerns about Tomo Sugano continue to mount. The right-hander roughed up for 10 hits, 2 homers, and all 6 runs in 4 2/3 last night as the Birds suffer another series defeat, 6-0 to the Rangers. After the game, manager Mancelino on what's up with Tomo.
The league has kind of, you know, seen him a little bit, and the scout reports had a little bit, and I think just the importance of getting the pitches to the locations that he wants is probably incredibly important right now, even more so than earlier in the year, just because it's not as new.
2?
Sugano's ERA 3.04 over his first 12 starts, but 8.87 in his last five. O's notes, Ryan O'Hearn's an all-star starter for the first time. Tyler O'Neill could rejoin the team in Atlanta over the weekend. Jorge Mateo out 8 to 12 weeks with a strained hamstring, and reliever Keegan Aiken now on the injured list, left shoulder inflammation. There isn't much that Clayton Kershaw hasn't done on the mound during his 18 seasons with the Dodgers, but last night the left-hander added another line to his baseball resume.
The ravine rises, ready to erupt.
Kershaw, the 20th member of the 3,000 strikeout club, joining Walter Johnson of the Senators and Bob Gibson of the Cardinals, is the only pitchers to notch all of them with just one franchise. Coming up in 30 minutes, the strange saga of Oriole Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the big bill, beautiful bill, still up for debate, still being debated. We're expecting maybe a final vote coming up in about an hour or so, so stay tuned here. Keep it right here. We'll let you know its status. But coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the USAID now has been folded into the State Department, and the building has been vacated. FBI is going to move in there. Governor Moore's energy message to us all. You'll feel so much better after you hear this. Not. But the left is melting down over Gator Gitmo.
Oh, yes, they are. Hey, it was a moment of clarification because I was taking a task. I just guess whenever the temperature gets in the 90s, for me, that's brutal. Now, for Sean, that's okay. For Kim, that's heaven. So we each have a different gauge.
Well, I'm just saying, because it's less humid and drier air, it will be hot, but it won't be oppressive like it has been over the last 2 weeks.
I'll still be sweating like a stuck pig. Realize that, don't you?
Yeah, well, you sweat walking down the hallway.
Yeah, well, of course, this is this extremely long walk. I should be carried. It's right. Talk Radio 680.
Not like Cleopatra?
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, four people carrying me down the hall, one of the... We'll work on that. All right, this is fascinating. There's a story that's come out yesterday. Pam Bondi commented on. This is a Mexican cartel. And here is the booty that Bondi has recovered and the DOJ has recovered from this cartel in a major bust that just took place.
$5 million approximately in cash, 35 kilos of methamphetamine, 35 kilos of meth. 7.5 kilos of cocaine, 4.5 kilos of heroin, 49 rifles and pistols, and then, of course, the 3 million pills. These pills were stamped as oxycodone.
Yeah, that's just what they recovered in one bust. That's the stuff that was actually, you know, still in the pipeline. And as far as, well, the idea, well, then send these people back to Mexico. We don't want them here anymore. She says, oh, no, not this group.
I want them to stay in our prisons as long as possible. I've no desire to send them back to Mexico because they were coming across our border illegally. No longer will they be able to do that. But the amount of drugs, the amount of money, the amount of weapons, most of these individuals, if convicted, will remain in American prisons.
For a very, very
long time. Perhaps Alcatraz.
Yeah. Perhaps Alcatraz. Who knows? Tim Miller is a Democrat political strategist. He's a writer, a former political consultant. He now is a writer. He wrote the Voice for the Bulwark, which is a very lefty kind of online publication. I'm not sure if they have a hard copy or not. He's talking about the Gator Gitmo, Alligator Alcatraz, whatever you want to call it. And he says the whole thing is just unhuman.
the whole thing is extremely dehumanizing. Trump and DHS have and Ron DeSantis, frankly, have treated immigrants and migrants in a dehumanizing way, and I think that they definitely want to scare people that are in the country and, you know, don't have a formal legal status. They want people to self-deport, and they've said that. Kristi Noem is running ads encouraging people to self-deport.
What's wrong with that? If they leave of their own accord, what's wrong with that?
It's dehumanizing.
It's just amazing. But wait till you says. Wait till you hear what he says is actually the people. Actually, he says are being snatched up because he couldn't be further from.
I'll tell you what's dehumanizing. Watch Chuck go to the line at Buffet City.
Oh wow! No, that's affirming. That is such an affirming moment for all of us who wish we had that capacity. It's like watching Joey Chestnut.
Or the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
How about your chestnuts roasting on an open fire? How about the Democrats all sitting around going, say, oh, I can't stand it. It's make you say poopy.
All right.
Hakeem, say poopy. Oh, it's poopy.
Traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Poopy Whitaker.
Yeah, it all kind of goes together. Go to Buffet City sooner or later. Something has
happened. Yeah, okay, we got it.
Northbound 95 in Aberdeen at Route 22. A couple of tractor trailers are sitting here on the right side. They're saying this is a wreck. Well, there's no impact. Now, once the state police arrive, there may be, but they're in the painted out area off to the right. So getting by, not a problem right now. We'll keep an eye on that. Beltway even thinned out a little bit now. Was backed up a little bit between I-70 and Route 40. The tunnels up to this point have been behaving themselves. We looked all around again for any big problems. The only big slowdown, Capitol Beltway, Outer Loop, Montgomery County, and it's heavy from where you get on at 95 through New Hampshire Avenue, and it's really slowing with heavy traffic all the way around to the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have a mild start to the day. It's going to be sunny and hot, but less humid, drier air, and highs upper 80s to near 90 today. Tomorrow, pretty much the same. And for Saturday, no precipitation, so it's just going to be a nice hot summer weekend with all those thunderstorms we've had over the last week or so. Right now, mostly sunny, 72 and 71. In Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right. In his interview with Tucker Carlson, the Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said there were some things that he revealed about President Trump. We'll be playing those over the next several days so you get a chance to hear that here's a Democrat, and he said he was had a completely different perception of President Trump until he got to know him personally. For instance, he talked about how he was vetting his candidates for his cabinet.
One of the things with President Trump is that he really knows how to pick talent. And he and I'm not talking about me, but the other people on there. When you sit in those cabinet meetings, and every one of those people is incredibly erudite and just fluid in the way that they speak and very, very comfortable in their... One of the things that President Trump did when he picked the cabinet, and I was on the transition team, so I watched what he was doing. For every of one of the positions that he picked, he wanted to see three clips of them performing on TV. And so, you know, he's very conscious of the way of that these people are going to be out selling his program to the public. And that he needs people who are, you know, good salespeople, not only good administrators, but that they can communicate a message to the public.
Yeah, that's kind of, he was in television, so he knows you got to be able, you got to be effective on TV, you got to look good on TV, you got to exude confidence. I mean, the guy does know how to manipulate and market, and especially manipulate media, as far as that goes. More from RFK Jr. and President Trump coming up on Monday. Meanwhile, other Democrats, surprisingly, bestowing praise on President Trump. This is Van Jones.
How the hell did Donald Trump figure out
the mainstream media is the fringe, and the fringe is now the mainstream. How the hell did Donald Trump figure out? I mean, Joe Rogan is obvious, right? Like, we knew the guy had a big audience. It's not like we were, like, stunned. But, like, how the hell was he, the 78-year-old guy who doesn't even have a computer and still, like, writes handwritten notes, how did he become the guy who cracked the code on, to your point, running a cultural, I don't even want to say campaign, running
It was a movement.
Heading a cultural movement versus a campaign.
Every one of your people knows Elon, 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 Elon. Listen. So everybody keeps, I mean, the problem is you have a framework in your mind that how can Donald Trump? Guys, can we cut it out? Donald Trump is not an idiot. Donald Trump, let me just be very clear. Donald Trump is smarter than me, you, and all critics. You know how I know? Because he has the White House, the Senate, the House.
Totally agree.
Court, the popular vote. He has a massive media ecosystem bigger than the mainstream built around him and for him, and a religiously a religious fervor in a political movement around him. And he, his best buddy, is the richest person in the history of the world, and the most relevant Kennedy is with him. This dude is a phenomenon. He is the most powerful human on Earth and in our lifetime, and we're still saying, well, how is this God? We look like idiots to ordinary
people. You're totally right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's broken the Democrats. I love it.
Yes.
President Trump calling on the Fed Chair Jerome Powell to resign immediately. See, another way, he needs lower interest rates to help with this one big beautiful bill, because you want to run up the deficit and the debt. With lower interest rates, you get a better deal. Trump's tariffs are driving record U.S. revenue without inflation so far. $121 billion in tariff revenue since the beginning of the fiscal year. And they're saying, all told, they're predicting $3 to $4 trillion by the end of his term. Trump has paused Ukraine arms shipments, prioritizing that our military be prepared and be ready instead of Ukraine. He's lifted the sanctions on Syria, proposing integrating that country into the Abraham Accords to strengthen alliance.
That's interesting.
In the Middle East. He announces a monster Vietnam trade deal, saying the United States has been given total access, zero tariffs, to the Vietnamese markets. Big rally tonight. By the way, the celebration of America's 250th anniversary in Iowa. So that's that'll be on Real America's Voice tonight if you want to see that. President Trump's illegal border crossings now at a new historic low. Each day, no more tariff extensions, by the way, beyond July the 8th. That's it. You have until July the 8th to cut a deal. Otherwise, you're just going to get a letter saying this is what you're going to pay. Hamas has refused the 60-day ceasefire. Remember the 60 days President Trump gave Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Hamas, you better take heed. CBS and Paramount. Well,
that, of course, is part of the object of the 60 days to Iran.
Yeah, exactly.
So other people, when I set a deadline, I mean it.
165 days into the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
And don't forget the best of the morning drive each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now. Get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a little bit more than an hour from right now. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The West Side Outer Loop is slowing again. It's been off and on, but now it's back again between I-70 and Route 40 West. I don't see anything in the cameras going down to the bridge at Crosby Road, but it's that one slowdown right as you're getting to the top of the ramp at Route 40 and then starting down the hill towards Frederick Road. Could be a little of that sunshine right there as you're coming over the top of the ramp at Route 40. On the top side of the Beltway, haven't seen it. I don't see any impact. There's a report of a broken down vehicle on the outer loop between I-83 and the ramp for the Jones Falls Expressway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast a mild start, but it's going to heat up, sunny, and hot today. Highs upper 80s near 90. Pretty much the same for Independence Day, but dry, less humid. So it's going to be hot, but not as sticky, as they say. It's just a nice summer weekend here in the Baltimore metro area. And right now, of course, so we're already in the 70s. 74 in Annapolis. It's 72 in Columbia. Let's take a phone call here from Mark. He's at the Coast Guard Yard over in Hawkins Point. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark. Mark could not hang with us. I'm sorry, Mark.
Call us back.
We could, please give us a shout back. We were talking about the alligator Alcatraz, the Gitmo, whatever it might be called. Tim Miller, again, political consultant for the Democrats, I say that the people that are snatching up, they're not even violent criminals.
You're talking about people that are not hardened criminals. And
really?
On one hand, like with the recent exception in New Orleans, like hardened criminals don't get out of prisons. Like you don't need a scary, action movie alligator prison. Like that's not an issue. What we're talking here is about detaining people, and they've been detaining a lot of people who are not violent criminals.
You really? So you go down the rap sheet of these people to argue they're not violent criminals. That's a reach. You must have redefined what the word violent means while I wasn't looking. Thomas Kennedy is an advocate for people coming to this country illegally. He actually was here illegally himself for about 4 or 5 years before he began to follow the process. He says what you're seeing happening in Florida, it is cruel and inhumane.
Is ridiculous. ICE has the highest detention standards in the industry. I'll put our detention standards against any state prison, any federal correctional facility. We got high detention standards at high cost. And look, like the president says, we're talking about people who are in the country legally. There are public safety threats. And how much luxury do you want them to have?
Yeah, that's a fair question. That's Tom Homan, of course, talking about this issue. He said the ICE prison standards meet anybody or exceed anybody's standards in the entire country, any state or local facility, correctional facility. And that exactly how much luxury do you want these guys to have? It's a fair question to ask.
Yeah, it is. And
should they all have air conditioning? Should they all have color TVs? Should they have catered meals?
I don't think they should suffer in any way, shape, or form, but I don't think they should have all the luxuries of life either.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, get them out. They're just for a short... And by the way, they're going to be adjudicating their cases while they're at Gator Gitmo.
That's what the facility is all about, and that's what Holman points out.
This facility is going to give exactly what the left's been screaming about, due process, due process, due process. Guess where due process happens? At this facility, because there's going to be immigration judges there to hear their case and take their pleas. And this is going to be their last stop. When they leave here, they'll be on a deportation plane to their homeland.
Okay, now that's clear. Then, in other words, you're going to have immigration judges right there. Many of them come through JAG, through the military, the Judge Advocate General's Office. And these people are highly qualified judges or prosecutors or defendants within that organization. And they will do the best for their client because that's who they are. So these people will have the due process that everybody seems to say, look, they need to have a due process. Fine. You can't have better due process than having a JAG on your side or having a JAG hear your case. Because that's straightforward. And Holman, again, I apologize for the audio quality on this. I was talking about one individual, a guy in his 70s, who did pass away while under ICE control.
I mean, people die in ICE custody. People die in county jail. People die in state prisons. I mean, you know, when I was ICE director and we drilled on that, the question should be how many lives does ICE save? Because when they go in detention, we find many with diseases and stuff that we deal with right away to prevent that.
Yeah, people do die in ICE custody. People also die going to work. They die getting hit by a bus. They die sitting in church. People do die. It's part of the process.
They just found 383 dead bodies near the border.
Yeah.
Okay, so they die. More people die making the dangerous trek from other areas of the world to get into the United States illegally than in ICE custody.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and the fact is, do you remember the Obama cages?
Oh, yeah. The ones that were blamed on Trump?
The ones that were blamed on Trump, where AOC went crying.
To an empty field.
Exactly. So, again, these are humane. They get their due process. And, you know, if they escape, well, then meet Mr. Snake or Mr. Gator.
Yeah.
Okay? That'll be up to you as to what you want to do.
Yeah, they're not going to classify them as alligators. They're going to be temporary correctional facility workers.
Exactly. I love all the memes, too, on social media about with the alligator patrol.
That's a crock.
All right, coming up. It's right after 7:30 news. We'll take a look at Governor Warner's energy message. You should be thankful and grateful he's given you some relief on your energy bill. 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. State of Maryland is looking for a new location for a cannabis incubator after opposition from a Catonsville community. State had been planning to convert the former National Guard armory for the incubator. It is located near Catonsville Elementary School, neighborhoods, and a recreation trail. So they say, not going to happen. Wes Moore says upon further review, he has concluded that the state should explore new locations for that incubator. The Howard County Health Department has issued a precautionary health alert due to the sewage overflow at a state highway administration storage location. Officials say a clogged private sewer line running from I-95 North Rest Area in Laurel caused an overflow of somewhere between 10,000 to 100,000 gallons of human waste on Tuesday. Bathrooms at the rest area have been shut down. Portable restrooms are in place until the blockage is cleared. Maryland AG's office has released the body-worn and dashboard camera footage from a deadly crash involving MTA police. The June 4th accident in Baltimore City killed Gabriel Castillo and Ezekiel Garcia Chicas of Hyattsville. The footage shows the car speeding away from police before crashing into a pillar under I-95. One man dead and another wounded following a Wednesday afternoon shooting in East Baltimore. Police say one victim found in the 3600 block of Ravenswood Avenue just before 3:30 p.m. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The second victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to please call police. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation says there will be a temporary commercial vehicle restriction in place for the city's 4th of July festivities. From noon Friday until 11:59 tomorrow night, commercial vehicles will not be allowed in the downtown and Inner Harbor areas except for local deliveries that excludes cabs, buses, and other mass transportation vehicles. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 740. Pick 4-6-4-0-8. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're heading into Columbia, there's some emergency road work on the ramp from southbound Route 29 exiting onto Broken Land Parkway. Just want to give you a heads up, there's a crew working in that area. The ramp will stay open as they work pretty much off to the side onto the guardrail. Nothing major. I had a report there might have been debris in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. If it's there, not creating any problems at all. Both the tunnels right now are clear. Clear, both on 95 and 895 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at your forecast, and temperatures not too bad for your Thursday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine as well. Seeing slightly cooler temperatures for the 4th and less humidity also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ryan O'Hearn providing some good news in an otherwise dismal Orioles season. Announced yesterday as a first-time American League All-Star starter.
I never thought it was going to happen. You know, I thought that was probably just a pipe dream and something that just wasn't in the cards for me.
Jackson Holliday falling short, but could be selected once rosters are completed over the next couple days. The news comes on the day of another series loss for Baltimore, this time to the Rangers. 6-0 was the final, with manager Mancillino again crediting the opponent.
So I think kind of, you know, watching these guys for, you know, six games now in the span of about a week, you understand why it's the number one pitching staff in baseball.
Nathan Eovaldi with 5 shutout innings last night for Texas. Meanwhile, the Birds now 12 games under 500. They're 11 games back in the American League East. Elsewhere in baseball, former Oriole Trey Mancini has opted out of his minor league deal with the D-backs, making him a free agent available to all major league teams. Winners at Wimbledon yesterday included both number one seeds, Carlos Alcaraz on the men's side, Aryna Sabalenka on the women's side. Elsewhere, Taylor Fritz and Hyattsville's Francis Tiafoe have been ousted. 4 of the top 5 seeds on the women's side also gone. And now, 10 women, 13 men have been gone by the end of day 2, equaling the most at any Grand Slam event in the past 25 years. A trans athlete has won a USA cycling women's event as female opponents protest. Kate Phillips, a trans cyclist, won the women's event in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Phillips beat out veteran women's cyclist Julie Peterson for the gold, and Peterson then refused to take the podium at the medal ceremony in protest. Quote, "You could clearly see the power that he had," Peterson told Fox News about Phillips. And finally, July 4th, of course, known all across the Great Land as Independence Day. But it's also known for Nathan's hot dog eating contest held on the boardwalk at Coney Island. 16-time champ Joey Chestnut back at it after a one-year hiatus due to a contract dispute, telling USA Today how he prepares for such an event.
I try to get into what I call the cycle, where I do a practice contest. Before every practice contest, there's a cleanse, a fast, and then there's the practice, which is like a simulated contest. Then there's recovery. And the recovery is just eating super high fiber, trying to get back down to normal weight. And once I get back to normal weight, I'll go back into my cleanse again and try to build my tolerance.
Sounds like a lot of work. Chestnut, by the way, owns two hot dog eating contest records, most at Nathan's with 76, and most of all time, 83, in a Netflix televised event against Kobayashi. That's important to know. The time now is 7:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, you know, there was an old Oriole Park many, many years ago before the current Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And so it is that on this night, July 3rd, 1944, this would be 81 years ago, the old Oriole Park at what is now the corner of 29th and Greenmount in the city burned down.
Wow.
In a fire of unknown origin. It was suspected that a cigarette did the trick. Wooden bleachers gone up in smoke.
Who played there?
Well, the Orioles had a minor league team back in the day, and also the Baltimore Terrapins were a team back then.
This is before the Browns game.
Oh, this is way before. Yeah. This is 1944.
So St. Louis came in 54.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So yeah, so on this day, 81 years ago, the park burned down. You know, it's interesting to me, and not that I do this all the time, but if you go to that site right now, I think there's a drugstore on the site, if I'm not mistaken, at the corner of 29th and Greenmount, and it's just hard to imagine, but like just transport yourself back.
How far from the cemetery?
It's a little way from the cemetery. The cemetery is by North Avenue in Greenmount, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, yeah. But
you guys got all those voters in the in the cemetery there.
Voting which way?
Gee, I wonder.
Let's think.
Anyway, 81 years ago today, burned down.
Great history. Wow. Thanks, Gary. Got it. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, it's hot. It's summer. You were just saying earlier this morning you got your BGE bill and it went up $100.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten mine yet. I'm expecting it to increase. Your bills are skyrocketing. Because
I love the budget billing, too. This means that it's not seasonal. That it simply has been readjusted from mine was in the low 300s, like $305, $6. Now it's $415.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it, I think it's roughly an increase of 33%.
Well, the governor hears you because, you know, a lot of people are calling his office complaining about their electric bills.
So as temperatures heat up and our bills increase, we're going to keep making progress to lower costs for you.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
How's that going?
I like that a lot.
How's that going? He made a video yesterday and recorded this energy message, and he says, don't worry, you're going to get some money back in this whole deal.
Every day, I hear from Marylanders about how their energy bills are sky high. I signed the Next Generation Energy Act into law to update our state's energy infrastructure and promote more in-state energy generation. And it redirects $200 million from a state fund back to ratepayers directly.
All right. Number one, in-state, where are we generating in-state energy from? He's against fossil fuels, so he wants to shut down, the Democrats do, and Governor Moore, shut down the coal-fired plants. Okay, now we know we got to keep those open a little bit because we'll be without energy. And, of course, they basically think they're going to be able to power the state on wind and solar. Think again. We import 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's saying they need it for their people.
All right.
But hey, we should all feel better because, you know, do the math. If you average $200 a month, that's $2,400 a year. If you average $300, it's $3,600 a year you're paying for energy at those levels. And you're going to get a rebate from the governor and the Democrats from the power companies.
And just this last week, I launched the Consumer Relief Fund to provide millions in relief for limited and middle-income ratepayers all across the state of Maryland. And that funding didn't come from ratepayers like you and me. It came from the power companies like Exelon and BGE and Pepco and Delmarva Power.
Yeah, these three companies make billions. billions of dollars a year. And you know, look, that's every company has a right to exist and make a profit. Yeah. But him crawling about $200 million in ratepayer relief, you know what that is? It's $40 on your bill later this summer and $40 next winter.
Again, my bill went up $100 a month.
Okay. But that $80 is really going to help you out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Again, this is more of the same, and Governor Moore saying he made a promise to the ratepayers, and by golly, he's going to keep it.
We're going to keep making progress to lower costs for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Every dollar helps.
Every time.
But to brag about this as being a big, look at a big deal we have for you, that's hard to sell.
Every time Wes Moore even gets close to energy, I'm scared. Because you see what's happening with the MPRP. He says he's going to stand with the people. He is screwing the people. He hasn't done a damn thing for the people. He could pick up the phone and call members of the PSC right now and say, I want this thing dead. Dead in the water. He's not done that. Okay? He's buying time so he can get to his presidential race. That's what he's doing. And the rest of us are getting... Again, this is... When you open up that bill... Okay? Remember last year when the gas prices, or 2 years ago when the gas prices were going sky, and there was a picture of Joe Biden, and I did that with the gasoline prices, that we should be handing out stickers with Governor Moore, and you open up your electric bill, him saying, I did this. That's what we should be doing.
It's great. I did this.
I did this.
743, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WCVM680. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles.
Talk about Wes. What you talking about, Wes?
I just said Charles.
I heard you, baby.
Chaz, it's all yours.
I should have done something to you when I saw you a couple weeks back. Just for that.
I don't think I want to know what that is.
No, me either. It was scary, actually.
It would have been scary, especially with a man with a cane.
It's a walking stick.
I'd be damned if it was. It had a handle on it, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Okay, then it's a cane. Shut up. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Here we go. Bay Bridge backed up now. Whitehall Road into the Sandy Point area at Oceanic Drive. Everybody's open. It's only two lanes, though. You know that for a fact. So we're going to go from three lanes, squeeze down to two. But everybody's going across the bridge. But the backup is already there, taking advantage of the nice weather today. Let's get out of town early so that backup is there. Now, traffic westbound, not too bad, so they may get in here later and open up an additional lane. Right now, just two lanes, but everybody's moving. But again, the backup starts at Whitehall Road. We might pick up just a bit of a slowdown. Let me switch up here to see. Yeah, there's the backup as well. Southbound I-97 at Route 32. So eventually that will come down and join the ramps at 50 at I-97. But there's no backup there. But there, once you get beyond that point, a lot of traffic moving east now towards the Bay Bridge. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle at Bernie's Automotive. Get your vehicle ready, checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day. It is sunny and it's going to be hot, but less humid, drier air. And highs in the upper 80s today. Pretty much the same for Independence Day. Less humid and, again, dry for the next several two or three days or so. So get out and enjoy. Right now it is sunny and 75 in Baltimore City, 74 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug for our winner today. Alan in Baltimore is our contestant. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, sir. And would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I will go dead last.
Dead last. That would be right after almost dead last, Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you.
Great.
All right. Don't lead him on.
Okay. Here we go. Good luck.
You don't have to leave me on.
Story number one.
That's all right. Don't listen to him anyway.
He has to for the stories.
Oh, sorry.
It's kind of the way it goes, Chuck, you know.
My bad. Yeah. Shut up, Bruce.
Sorry.
Story one. Swarms of tiny robots, each no longer than a speck of dust, could be deployed to cure stubborn constipation, according to researchers. The micro robots are a fraction of the width of a human hair, have been inserted successfully into animal anuses in preclinical trials by researchers at universities in China and Hong Kong.
Damn near killed them.
Story two. A new law in Idaho declares the sign stating everyone is welcome here over images of raised hands of different skin tones is political. Therefore, it can no longer be displayed in public school classrooms. Wow. And story number three.
Got something real quick.
Yes, sir.
They're going to be blocking a lane now on the westbound span at the Bay Bridge. Okay?
All right.
Gonna start shifting traffic one lane over there. Okay, doing it now.
That's
going to
be great on getaway day.
No. Okay. Yeah.
And story number three. The city of Seattle spent more than $800 million on its waterfront revitalization project. The mayor of Seattle said it would create a vibrant, accessible, and engaging public space. Today, most of the new water fountains are being used as public baths by homeless drug addicts.
There are a lot of them there, too.
Yeah.
What's story number two?
Story number two is they had a sign, everyone is welcome, over images of race.
Got it,
of different skin tones.
Yeah.
And I guess it was trying to promote diversity, but it was real political.
This is people raising their hands because of the block lane of traffic? Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, got it.
That's
right. Got kind of confused.
Okay, and sure that.
And story one is the tiny robots will be used to cure constipation.
One of those for Bruce. I want to watch what happens. He can't run anywhere, so what the hell is he going to do?
Just run
with his pants down and get him right there.
He'll be singing Tiny Robots.
Yes, I know. I was singing the same thing. Don Hollard did the song.
In my mind.
Tiny Robots.
Makes me feel happy. Makes me drink wine.
All right. Kristen Smart, stay out of this one.
All right. She's got the hand over the eye thing going.
She gets the first vote here among the trilogy. Kristen, what are you thinking?
All over.
I'll say two.
Kristen goes for story number two. Bruce?
I think it's story number one, mostly because I'm praying that Chuck doesn't get a hold of any of them.
Chuck?
I'm going to go with one just because I think it could work for Bruce. I really do. Might improve his attitude.
Well, if you think it would work, then you would think it would be true.
I don't know. You confuse me now.
Well, I just want to make sure you're choosing the right story. Or the story that you think is the fake story.
I'll go with three.
All right.
I don't know what the hell we're even doing here.
Alan.
I'm sure that Chuck is wrong in this case, so I'm going to go with two.
All right. Alan goes with Kristen. Story number two, the everyone is welcome here sign, too political. That is a true story. And story number one, the tiny robots. Tiny robots.
Makes me roll them all over.
Is our fake news story of the day.
Bruce, you got it.
Chuck, you had it, and then you gave it up.
I let it go. You messed me up.
I didn't mess up.
You did. I'm filing a grievance.
I was
with whom?
I don't know. Who the hell do I know?
Chuck, we have a complimentary box of tiny robots as your consolation prize.
I'm calling the fake news police.
That's a thing?
How the hell do I know?
It
is a show a thing.
It was at one time. Lord knows now. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:50.
Right,
10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. Is your home ready for another hot summer? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping our customers feeling comfy and happy for over 32 years. How about a $69 AC checkup for starters? And mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. We also do boilers, ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork. We do
at all. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a triple BA+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Please identify yourself.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA.
She was an American girl.
An American soldier, an American. Only in America. Dreaming in red, white, and blue.
God bless the USA.
Happy 4th of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Sly and the Family Stone. You talk about a great summer act.
Yeah, they had that great song, Hot Fun in the Summertime. Remember that?
There's theirs?
Yeah. Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was theirs.
I was in Chicago and they were scheduled to perform a great summer act. It was around the DNC convention back in 1960. They never showed up.
Nothing happened there.
No, nothing showed up. It's the way it went. 7:53.
I was thinking about this tiny robot thing with Chuck.
Oh, wow.
And he might need... Remember the robot from Lost in Space?
Yeah.
He might need that one.
The Danger Will
danger,
Robinson.
Danger!
Chuck, his name is Robbie. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
We're going to have Bruce's robots called Robutts. Robots.
Traffic and weather on the threes. I'm being abused. Chuck.
You got another hour yet. You might as well get used to it.
Yeah, I know.
They're getting ready to open an additional lane here eastbound at the Bay Bridge. They're setting it up as we speak. So right now, the two lanes westbound are open, the center and the right. But because of this backup already back beyond Whitehall Road, eastbound, they're going to add another lane here. Probably by the time we come back with the next report, they'll have that underway. But right now, big delay already as you're traveling east of Ritchie Highway towards the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Independence Day holiday weekend. We start off today, a mild start, but it's going to be sunny and hot, but less humid, and highs near 90. Pretty much the same for tomorrow and Saturday. Right now we're at 75 and sunny in the city, and it is 75 and sunny in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tammy Bruce is now the spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State. It's interesting. Yesterday she had a press conference, had press availability, and she was questioned about how dare you, basically, was the attitude. How dare you guys do away with USAID because they're swell people.
USAID was an element of the United States government dispersing taxpayer funds around the world for humanitarian aid for a variety of different projects. It was the United States government, and is, when it comes to the aid, not a department, but the nature of what this government, under various administrations, had approved. Let's keep that in mind.
That's such an important number.
Yes, please do. But I wanted, it's something worth correcting.
Yeah. That is the government. It's not USAID who did it by themselves. They didn't say, let's develop a budget, let's do it all by ourselves. It was a decision from the government that enabled them to have the funds to do it. And all this is, again, a readjustment of where things happen in government, not a rejection of the entire program. Bruce said that USAID simply grew out of control. It happens.
Inevitably, it grew into something that was beyond what it was meant to do. There's clearly some very good options and aid that was delivered, and that aid was maintained. But what we found was something that was unacceptable. We've been discussing this transparently from the beginning of the Trump administration and Secretary Rubio's State Department.
Yeah, the good stuff rolls into state. The bad stuff goes away. Not all that complicated, really. I'm sure there'll be more on that as the weeks go by on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up right after the 8 o'clock news, the U.S. House begins to debate the, once again, another vote.
Now, the debate's ongoing.
The debate's ongoing, yeah, so the vote begins sometime.
We're hoping the final vote will be in the 8 o'clock hour, but we'll see where it goes.
We'll keep tracking it for you because somebody's concerned.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you going to steal from me?
Yeah, Maxine Waters took to the floor yesterday, and she's not all happy with the big, beautiful bill.
This big, ugly bill strips health care from 17 million Americans.
That's not a good start, but keep going.
These cuts add up to $1.3 trillion, the exact cost of the tax cut Republicans are handing out to the richest 1% of Americans. But that's not all. The entire bill will add a whooping $3.3 trillion to people elected them, not Trump or the billionaire class. And, Mr. Speaker and members, it'll be a cold day in hell before we let Republicans get away with this.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, 17 million Americans? No. 17 million individuals who either decided not to work for a living or who shouldn't be on the Medicaid rolls in the first place, Maxine. Try to keep it straight.
Also voted to keep illegals receiving Medicaid.
Yeah, that's a big whooping deal.
Yeah, big whooping deal indeed. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Hereford.
Hey, Craig.
Morning, Craig.
Hey, guys. I wanted to address the electric bill. I got a letter a couple weeks ago from BGE. I haven't gotten my new bill yet. It's probably not coming out next week. But they were estimating it'd be about 17.5% for me, but I'm not on budget. My mom's on budget, and she got the same letter, but hers is going to go up about 40-45%.
Yeah.
The thing is that about 4.7% of our bill is this Maryland Empower program,
right,
which has morphed from, you know, supposedly helping people buy, you know, cheaper appliances or more efficient appliances, to just a slush fund. And the Maryland Freedom Caucus went to Moore to see about getting rid of that program, and he wouldn't budge on it, which just goes to show it's morphed into something beyond what it was supposed to be, and it was not. Never a good idea.
Well, anyway, you're absolutely right, Craig, and that's, I remember when Congress was going to get in and regulate cable rates, they did nothing but go up, and so that's what happens. And by the way, thanks for your call, when the electrical industry lobby spends $86,000 in Maryland to lobby, you know, this is what you get.
Yeah.
Stay with us. It's 8 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We may be just a few hours away from a final House vote on President Trump's spending and tax cut bill. For a time overnight, it appeared the bill was dead, but then some Republican skeptics relented, allowing debate to begin. Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Speaker Mike Johnson have been lobbying hard for the bill, and correspondent Bernie Bennett says the president has been doing his part.
President Trump met separately at the White House with members of the House Freedom Caucus and another group of moderate House Republicans about his signature legislation known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The mammoth bill passed the Senate on Tuesday with changes to the version that the House passed by a single vote in May.
And now the Senate-approved version is being debated. Speaker Mike Johnson confident it will win approval when it's voted on, probably later this morning. The bill, which would block a massive tax hike while extending the Trump tax cuts, is uniformly opposed by Democrats. They predict dire consequences if it becomes law, even claiming that it will kill people.
Seven people still missing after a powerful explosion at a California fireworks warehouse.
That explosion Tuesday, captured by Hudson Sheets, was at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California's Yolo County. The ensuing fire setting off more fireworks and eventually collapsing the building. The fire chief in Esparto says two people injured received medical care, but seven people are reported missing. One woman telling the Sacramento Bee her boyfriend and two of his brothers are among them, and it was his first day on the job at the warehouse. The cause is under investigation. I'm Ben Thomas.
Four people were killed, 14 others hospitalized following a drive-by shooting last night in Chicago. Happened outside a nightclub that had hosted a rapper's album release party. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 28 points, and NASDAQ futures 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Howard Deasy, founder of Balance of Nature and formulator of the fruits and veggies and fiber and spice supplements, has teamed up with veterinarian Dr. Jake to create Dr. Fido's Dog Food Topper, a tasty, nutritious way to enrich your dog's meals. Just scoop, sprinkle, and stir. Call 888-388-7297 or go to drfitos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I was pretty hungry and looking at a menu when I named my boat Change Your Tuna. The backup names were Trick or Trout, I Salmonly Swear, and, oh, it gets worse, New Squid on the Block. It wasn't my best day.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it. And start with a quote from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
8:03 with Thursday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Tiny Robots.
The eastbound Bay Bridge still at two lanes. They're getting ready to open up the additional lane. They're just finishing up a couple of things here, and then we'll have the third lane open. Right now, two lanes eastbound, two lanes westbound, and soon to be three lanes eastbound. As soon as we get the word on that, I'm watching this one state highway truck sitting there now, so they're getting ready to take care of that. We're backed up all the way back to towards beyond the ramp area at Whitehall Road. We have the delay coming south on I-97 through the merge at Route 32. But we're clear at the Seven River Bridge, but very quickly after Ritchie Highway, going to hit that back up eastbound. We'll see what happens when they get this third lane open. We'll come back and revisit that on the next report. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at your forecast, and temperature is not too bad for your Thursday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine as well. Seeing slightly cooler temperatures for the 4th and less humidity also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now, Baltimore has 72 degrees. Reisterstown right now, you're looking at 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. State of Maryland looking for a new location for a cannabis incubator after opposition from the Catonsville community. The state had been planning to convert the former National Guard armory for the incubator, but it is located near both Catonsville Elementary School neighborhoods and a recreation trail, and so the decision was made to move it. The Howard County Health Department has issued a precautionary health alert due to a sewage overflow at a State Highway Administration storage facility. Officials say a clogged private sewer line running from the I-95 Northwest area in Laurel caused an overflow between tens of thousands or to 100,000 gallons on Tuesday of human waste. Maryland AG's office has released the body-worn and dashboard camera footage from a deadly crash involving Maryland Transportation Authority police. The June 4 accident in Baltimore City killed Gabriel Castillo and Enrique Garcia Chicas of Hyattsville. And one man dead, another wounded, following a Wednesday afternoon shooting in East Baltimore. One victim found 3600 block of Ravenswood Avenue just before 3 p.m., pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Second victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number was 740. Pick 4, 6408. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great
great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Rangers shut out the Birds last night. 6-0 was the final, and in the process, take 2 of 3 from Baltimore. But the big story yesterday in an otherwise dismal season is that of Ryan O'Hearn, voted in as a starter on the AL All-Star squad for the first time. Manager Mancelino making the announcement to the team. Well, all right, maybe not. But then again, O'Hearn was telling his family about it. Okay. Well, neither one of them working right now. Believe me, Mancelino did tell the team, and O'Hearn did tell his family. NASCAR this holiday weekend will be in Chicago for the Chicago Street Race, the Loop 110 Xfinity on Saturday, the Grant Park 165 Cup Series on Sunday. The track, by the way, is in Grant Park. It's 6 miles east of Wrigley, where the Cubs will have 3 sellouts against the Cardinals. Caps news, the team re-signing defenseman Martin Fehervari to a 7-year, $42 million contract extension. Fehervari, the glue of the franchise, according to Alex Ovechkin, one of the top special teams players in the league. His penalty kill ice time was 4th highest in the NHL. And on that note, an NHL legend has passed away. Hall of Famer Alex Delvecchio, alongside Gordie Howe, helped lead the Detroit Red Wings to 3 Stanley Cup championships in the 1950s. His career spanned 23 years, from 1951 to 1973, all with Detroit. The great Alex Delvecchio was 93 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, a serial baseball snatcher in Arizona has been banned. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust. Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The big day could be a really big day for the big, beautiful Bill. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a number of stories, but the big story, of course. Mackenzie Frost is going to join us on the changes at DPW and also the latest on MS-13 man who claims he was beaten and psychologically tortured in the El Salvador prison. So we'll talk with Mackenzie as she goes in-depth tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm trying to monitor you can hear it on my phone. Yeah. The floor debate's going on right now in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, as they are still debating the big, beautiful bill. So here's what happened in the last several hours, probably since you went to bed. They had this big debate overnight, mm-hmm. and what they did was, Speaker Johnson, they had this this rule that they had to pass. And they kept the, at first, the rule looked like it was going to fail. There were 8, 9, 10 hardline Republicans, yep. mostly from the House Freedom Caucus, including Andy Harris,
yep.
Ralph Norman, Andy Biggs, Lauren Boebert, the usual names, and they were not going to vote for the rule. The rule looked like it was going to fail. So Speaker Johnson kept the vote open for a what is believed to be record 9 hours. Eventually, one by one, the House Freedom Caucus decided, okay, we're going to vote for the rule. And so the rule passed about 3 o'clock this morning, 219 to 213. So that now advances, and now we're still in debate stage, and I think Democrats are basically trying to hang on to the last possible vestiges of their arguments here. Hakeem Jeffries and Cory Booker and Spartacus and the rest of them trying to desperately. This people will die! Wake up, America! People will die if this bill passes. It's just ridiculous. But and we thought the vote was going to be in this hour. It still may be, but it could be still several hours away.
Yeah.
By the time they do this debate, but it does. Yeah,
the original plan was to have the vote now.
Right. It does appear that the bill is on a track to pass, barring any last minute defections. You know, Massey's not voting for it.
Right.
I think he can lose three. Maybe four. I think four Republicans at most, and still get this bill through, which Speaker Johnson says he's got the votes. He's going to do it. So apparently, I don't know what concessions were made or what they were promised in the House Freedom Caucus. I do know President Trump was working the phones. He was up in the middle of the night calling these legislators. And I do know that Russ Vogt, the budget director,
right,
say, pay no attention to the Congressional Budget Office. They're partisan acts. They're not telling you the truth. They're saying $3 trillion is going to be added to the deficit as a result of this bill. And he says, no, that's not the case. He says they're not scoring it properly. They're ignoring the tariff revenue. They're ignoring what's going to happen.
He says, another saying the government, that there would be $3 trillion of new revenue from the tariffs alone.
Yeah, and the tax revenue that's going to come in once you make the tax. Look, the market reacted favorably yesterday when they thought the tax cuts were going to be made permanent in the one big beautiful bill. You're going to have a lot of illegals leaving the country. That's going to cost us less money as a result of the border being secure. So all this stuff does not get factored into the CBO. And he says, again, the math is not adding up here. So many, including Andy Harris, apparently, they sat down and talked with Russ Vogt or whoever, and they have changed their minds. And they're now going to vote for the one big beautiful bill at some point, either in this hour or later this morning.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so now at the Bay Bridge, 3 eastbound to westbound. And with that, the backup at Whitehall Road started to move a little bit now. So that's helping out the pace. And that's going to be the max effort right now. 3 east, 2 west. The westbound side, not too bad. The truck scales are picking up. The tractor trailers coming off the westbound side. So they're queuing up there on the right side. But you're okay coming over from Kent Island through there and eventually over to the Severn River Bridge. But eastbound traffic is now in 3 lanes. So that's helping out. The backup is easing right here. It was backed up a little better now. I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day, but it's going to heat up, but less humid. It'll be dry, sunny, and the highs near 90 today. Pretty much the same for Independence Day tomorrow and the rest of the weekend as well. No precipitation, so all the parades and picnics and fireworks and barbecues and crab feasts, etc., all going to go off without a hitch here, at least weather-wise. Right now, it's sunny, 75 in Ellicott City, 77 in Annapolis. Time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 on Thursday morning, the day before Independence Day. And among the elements of the big, beautiful bill, at least initially, were no taxes on tips. Well, we've talked with various politicians about this to get their input. And one guy you think would be kind of weaselly about this, and turns out that he's not. He finally gets around to telling the truth as to how he feels about it, is our very own Jamie Raskin.
You know, I haven't looked seriously at it because I haven't thought they were serious about it. You know, tips are income, and I would prefer just to have a much more progressive income tax, so people who are making a lot of money are paying more than to give people the kind of symbolic consolation prize of saying, we're not going to tax tips. I mean, tips are income.
Yeah, so he's actually quite okay with taxing tips. That's what you read from that. Well, tips are income. Yeah, we got that. But should they be taxed is the question. And the argument from those people who are out there actually working in those jobs where they depend upon tip money is they work hard for that extra money. That's not part of their salary. It's extra. They earn it by working hard for that money. And by saying, we're going to tax that, actually encourages them to work not quite as hard. So why not give the working man, the working woman a break? Why not give the waitress a break? Why not give the chef a break? Why not give those individuals who want and need tips to get by a break? Because that is not part of the intelligentsia to whom Jimmy Raskin feels himself bound. It's that simple. Jimmy, get back in the clown car and get yourself out of here.
I do want to make a correction from yesterday. We were talking about the no tax on Social Security, and you cannot do that in a reconciliation bill. That is a fact. So you can't change anything about Social Security in a reconciliation bill. Just can't do it. Those are the rules. What they did, and I said tax credit yesterday, I meant to say deduction. They put a deduction in place for seniors that are collecting Social Security, and they improved it. It was $4,000 when I left the house. It's now $6,000.
Who's it really?
So the deduction is $6,000 on your taxes. If you're a senior collecting Social Security, you get to deduct $6,000 if this bill passes in its current form and no other changes are made. And that, as always, we throw caution to the wind.
Okay, wait. I'm confused. Do you deduct that $6,000 from your income or from the tax owed?
As far as I know, it's from your income.
Okay.
But again, that's...
Which lowers
that's,
your tax basis.
That's still... Exactly. It's still not... Has not appeared in print yet that I can, would have to defer to a financial expert. But it's a deduction, not a tax credit, which is a big difference there. Now, on to the bill. I know we got calls and a lot of texts and emails this morning. People are upset, especially fiscal hawks, fiscal conservatives, which I like to fashion myself as one of those. But I understand this is a binary choice. What we're dealing with today is a binary choice. You can either pass this bill, in its imperfect form, it's a good bill. Not a great bill, it's a good bill. You either pass this bill in its imperfect form and help implement the Trump agenda that we all voted for, 77 million of us, and to make the tax cuts permanent, to secure the border, to shore up our military, to do any number of things that he promised on the campaign trail, or you help the Democrats. You help the Democrats in 2026, in midterms. And again, you really aren't going to be able to do much if Trump loses one or both of the houses next year.
Yeah.
So you have to deliver on this, and I get it. Nobody wants to see the debt go up more in trillions of dollars. Nobody wants to see the $2 trillion in annual deficits in our budget. And there are other ways that we can tackle that even after passing this bill. We do it in a number of ways. We can do it clearly. The permanent tax cuts are going to create more revenue into the Treasury. So you're talking, and again, the CBO does not factor that in. The tariff revenue is also can be used to help pay down that deficit. And it will in many cases. I know people are upset about the $5 trillion debt ceiling increase. You have to increase it in order to borrow the money to pay for the permanent tax cuts in the short term. Long term, you can go after it. And again, the Council on Economic Advisors are saying, not the CBO, this is a different group, are saying that this is a massive spending cut bill. This will, in long term, reduce the deficit as part of a percentage of GDP. Under Biden, it was going to be $117 billion by 2034. Now it's down to like 92 for Trump. There are still, but again, you're looking at in the next 10 years, there will be debt reduction. There will be deficit reduction, and there will be savings. So you can do that with also rescission packages to pass these DOGE cuts where we find waste, fraud, and abuse. They have to be done separately. They can't be done in reconciliation. So there's a lot here of moving parts. And I think this is just the first step. And I think that's pretty much how Republicans should have marketed this, and they didn't. They just, I know President Trump, one big, beautiful bill. But even though this isn't the final bill, this is, there are appropriations bills that, that still have to be passed down the road. So we'll see. We're watching the debate continues as we speak. And we'll keep you posted as to when the final vote will be delivered. It's 8:20. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades. And now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Kim Klasick is in. Kim Klasick live from 9 till noon. Then, of course, at noon, Rob Carson is in.
You know, and in watching this, this is, we all always know about pork. We always know about gimmicks and yep. tricks that happen inside the swamp. For instance, in the House, Medicaid is already banned. Again, from illegals can't use Medicaid. But what happens is the states backdoor it. They use the states matching federal funds to help pay for Medicaid for illegals. That was taken out in the House bill. The Senate kept it in. Stripped it, kept it in, and they hid behind the Senate parliamentarian on that. And why did John Thune do that? John Thune did that because he needed votes of people that have rural votes, like Susan Collins, like Lisa Murkowski. There's a lot of rural hospitals and stuff that treat illegals with Medicaid in Alaska. So they needed to keep that in to buy their vote over in the Senate. Now it comes back over the House. It's just, it's lawmaking in Washington is just butt ugly.
Talking about that, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
It's amazing how the script just comes right to that.
It's just,
you know?
It's phenomenal. It's amazing.
It really is. I mean, it's such great, phenomenal writing in the morning.
Wow. Hours. We spend hours every year.
You should be arrested. That's what should happen. The outer loop of the Beltway, there's a new report of a wreck right before Security Boulevard. Can't see it because the camera at Dogwood Road is out. But we can see the back up going back to Liberty Road. So apparently at least one lane is affected through there. Some traffic is moving south of I-70, but you're bogged down now south of Liberty Road. So we'll try to get some more information on that. Keep in mind, at the Bay Bridge now, three lanes eastbound, two lanes westbound. The backup is easing a little bit from Whitehall Road. Still delayed, heavy traffic right there at the merge at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, going to be sunny today and most of the weekend. It'll be less humid. It'll be hot, but less humid and dry, best of all, for all our outdoor activities, including the fireworks for tomorrow night. It's expected to be near 90 both days today and tomorrow. Right now, 78 and sunny in the city, 78 in Middle River. So we got Dollar Store Obama, a.k.a. Hakeem Jeffries. He is, pondering. And, again, people are going to die. All this nonsense about people dying. I mean, you know, at some point, I think the American people have become too smart for many of the Democrats. Because the sky is falling so many times, you know, that at this point, a lot of people just tune them out.
Well, know. Reason Magazine, a couple of years ago, I still have the audio. I just didn't bring in the studio with me. And they did a spoof song called People Will Die. And it's no matter what you bring up, the Democrats will say, well, if you do that, people will die. You know, if you allow people to cross the street when the light's green, people will die. You know, if you don't have the walk, don't walk sign, people will die.
Yeah, and I think this is a tactical error on the part of the Republicans. Every Democrat right now is on the floor attacking Trump, attacking the one big beautiful bill, spinning their narrative. People are going to die. They're taking health care away from 17 million, blah, 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 blah. Republicans are nowhere to be found on the House floor. I'm watching it right now on my phone as we're on the air. It's time to step up. Call out their lies. Fight for this bill. Fight for the president. Fight for America. I think their strategy right now, let's just wait the Democrats out, and then they'll be out of time, and then we'll vote. But you can't let bullies, and that's what they are. Dollar Store Obama and his henchmen are a bunch of bullies. They're trying to bully the American people into these lies. And I just think when you look at it, you got to have people that are fighters. Where are our fighters? Where are the warriors? They'll be the first ones to run to the television cameras.
Yep.
See, it's Andy Harris all over Newsmax and Fox News in the last couple days. Where is he on the floor right now? Where is Andy Harris on the floor?
Well, to be honest, though, if I were a Republican congressperson this morning, I'd be having breakfast right now. Because, you know, the Democrats are going to bloviate. So, I mean, I'd be ordering probably Eggs Benedict, a side of bacon, a nice cup of coffee, a glass of orange juice. And I'd say, well, what time do I have to show up there? When will they stop yapping so we can move this thing forward?
Yeah. All right, so we'll see what happens. By the way, there is something in the One Big Beautiful Bill that you should know about. That's the tax remittance. Have you heard about this?
No.
This is a 1% tax on all remittance coming from illegal aliens who are sending back to their countries of origin. So if you're Mexican, you're here illegally or you're whatever, or even if you're here legally and you're sending money back to Mexico, it gets nailed at 1%.
Good.
There's millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that leave this country and it goes back to their countries of origin. That's now going to get taxed at 1%. That is another revenue source that the CBO does not score.
But, you know, I think that's a great idea because people come here in order to make lots of money, at least by their standards, and then they send that money home. Well, that's fine. I mean, I have no problem with that. But if we're allowing you to come here to make lots of money, where's our cut, basically? Maybe that's too Chicago a way of thinking of things, but where's mine? You know, the government should have a small interest in this, in saying, you've come here and you're making lots of money, where American citizens are not. We have to find some way of providing for those American citizens.
FYI, CIA Director John Ratcliffe announced yesterday that a new CIA report reveals former FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, and DNI James Clapper worked together to purposely corrupt the Trump-Russia investigation in 2016 before Trump entered office. The three corrupt Obama officials, all Democrats, even included the Steele dossier, the dirty dossier, in their quest to screw Trump, knowing at the time the Steele dossier was complete rubbish. And for the next 3 years, these Democrats and their deep state operatives used these documents to try to impeach Trump and run a coup at the White House. They must be held accountable. Are you listening, Cash Patel and Pam Bondi? Get off Fox News and get into the weeds here.
Hey, celebrate your freedom by doing something good for yourself and for your health. Rescue Natural Supplements Independence Day sale is going on right now. Save 45% on four or more of their specially formulated supplements. And with the code FREEDOM, mix and match single bottles to support a heart healthy, immunity, energy levels, or simply up your nutrient intake. Rescue has you covered with proven natural solutions to feel your very best every day and take advantage of this star-spangled deal. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Rescue's Independence Day sale ends Sunday, July 6th, so don't miss out. Remember, shop res-q.com and use the code FREEDOM. Again, the code is FREEDOM for 45% off four or more single bottles. Flashbacks to Braveheart right there.
Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight. We'll find out what she's talking about here on The Morning Drive. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Attorney General's office has released the body-worn and dashboard camera footage from a deadly crash involving MTA police. The June 4 accident in Baltimore City killed Gabriel Castillo and Enrique Garcia Chicas of Hyattsville. The footage shows the car speeding away from police before crashing into a pillar under I-95. One man dead, another wounded following a Wednesday afternoon shooting in East Baltimore. Police say one victim found the 3600 block of Ravenswood Avenue just before 3:30 p.m. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The second victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to please call police. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says there will be a temporary commercial vehicle restriction in place for the city's July 4th festivities. Now, this is for tomorrow. So from noon tomorrow until 11:59 tomorrow night, commercial vehicles will not be allowed in the downtown and Inner Harbor areas except for local deliveries. Now, this excludes cabs, buses, and other mass transport vehicles. And due to the large number of people expected in the downtown area, public transportation is encouraged. Transportation enforcement officers will be in place to keep the traffic moving. The state of Maryland looking for a new location for a cannabis incubator after opposition from the Catonsville community. The state had been planning to convert the former National Guard armory for the incubator, but it's located near the Catonsville Elementary School neighborhoods and the recreation trail, so the decision was made to move it. And finally, the Howard County Health Department has issued a precautionary health alert due to a sewage overflow at a state highway administration storage location. Officials say a clogged private sewer line running from the I-95 Northwest area in Laurel caused an overflow of 10,000 to 100,000 gallons on Tuesday. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The late journalist P.J. O'Rourke said, "At the core of liberalism is a spoiled child, miserable as all spoiled children are, unsatisfied, demanding, ill-disciplined, despotic, and useless. Liberalism is a philosophy of sniveling brats. I've also heard that it is a mental illness, quite a predicament for 25% of the country, which claims to be liberal. And I don't even know where to begin with the progressives. Far to the other side, we have Christians who experience the byproducts of living for God. We experience love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Quite a difference, wouldn't you say? Bible reading and prayer also bring a level of peace and comfort that cannot be found outside of a relationship with God. The Bible tells me that I'm in the world, but not of it. I frankly don't know how anyone can go through this hectic, chaotic life without him." This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Pick 3 lottery, 740, pick 4, 6408. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And so the backup on the Beltway is back to the bridge here at 795. The accident at I-70, the update we had was the road blockage was in the left-hand lane. So created the backup. We were fine for a while, but we're backed up now. 2-3 exits for the traffic coming down the Beltway from Reisterstown Road and from 795. I can tell you this, once you get to the bridge at I-70, the pace improves, and then you're okay all the way down the hill. Maybe a state highway chart could turn that camera back to the north of I-70. We could get a look to see if they're still in the left-hand lane. But, you know, you've got to think about that. Outer loop of the Beltway at the Capitol Beltway at New Hampshire Avenue. Minor accident there, just cleared to the shoulder. That's going to keep us slow for the traffic from 95 moving over to the Mormon Temple. Bay Bridge status right now, 3 lanes eastbound, 2 lanes on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at your forecast, and temperatures not too bad for your Thursday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Plenty of sunshine as well. Seeing slightly cooler temperatures for the 4th and less humidity also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy, tastes good.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Another one in the loss column last night for the Birds.
Marcus Semien coming up.
And he hits that ball hard. Deep out to left field. That one has a chance. It's gone! Into the bullpen! Semien's ninth home run of the year. It's a
Dave Raymond with a call on the Rangers Sports Network, and the Orioles go meekly, 6-0 the final. Semien's victim last night was Tomo Sugano, who allowed all six runs in 4 2/3. Manager Mancelino in the postgame on what's happening with the right hand.
The league has kind of, you know, seen him a little bit, and the scout reports had a little bit, and I think just the importance of getting the pitches to the locations that he wants is probably incredibly important right now, even more so than earlier in the year, just because it's not as new.
Sugano's ERA was 3.04 over his first 12 starts, but it's 8.87 now in his last five. Here's some good Oriole news. Ryan O'Hearn, a first-time All-Star starter, he'll be the American League's DH. Elsewhere in baseball, Clayton Kershaw joined an exclusive club last night.
The ravine rises, ready to erupt.
$50,000-plus on hand at Chavez Ravine. Strikeout number 3,000 for Clayton Kershaw, the 20th pitcher in MLB history to do that. College basketball news. The Naval Academy releasing its non-conference schedule for the upcoming season, and it includes a trip to Chapel Hill to play North Carolina on November 18th, their first meeting since the 1998 NCAA tournament. At 9-0-1, the Annapolis Blues women's soccer team has clinched the number one seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs at the USLW League playoffs. And the Blues will host the Eastern Conference semifinals at Navy Marine Corps Stadium tonight. It'll be the NC Courage and Eagle FC at 5 p.m. Annapolis takes on Long Island at 7:30 p.m. Since we won't be here tomorrow, happy 63rd birthday one day early to tennis great and Baltimore's own Pam Shriver. Ranked as high as number 3 in singles back in the day, number 1 in doubles. Shriver with 112 doubles titles in her career. She and Martina Navratilova, the only women's pair ever to complete the Grand Slam in a calendar year. That was back in 1984. Gentlemen, that'll do it for a shortened week of Stein on Sports. Have a great 4th. Be safe and enjoy with family.
You too. Happy Independence Day, Gary. We'll see you back on Monday.
Same to you.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, as we do each and every Thursday morning. We go in-depth with Fox 45's investigative journalist, Mackenzie Frost. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so question. Is there a more screwed-up city agency, other than Safe Streets, than DPW?
Well, there certainly have been a lot of Inspector General reports about the Department of Public Works, that is for sure, and a lot of complaints. I don't know if I've talked to more city employees who work for any other agency than we've talked to DPW workers, I can tell you that.
Wow. What causes that?
I think, a lot of problems. I think a history of, you know, disinvestment, frustration from people who work there, leadership, within the department, a lack of leadership over the years from supervisors at the various sanitation yards, and, just feeling, the workers will say that they just feel like nobody cares about them, and so they get treated poorly, they don't get paid well. Nobody cares about their working conditions. I mean, we've seen some of the working conditions in the reports from the Inspector General Isabel Cumming, right? That mm-hmm. we saw, you know, last year and earlier this year, looking at all of that. And so we had the DPW Director Zaid Khalil Zaid, who the workers tell me that they were really encouraged by his work. He would come out, he listened to them, he would hear their concerns, and he was really putting the department on a better trajectory, and they felt like this was going to be the person who was going to make a difference, and now he's no longer the director of DPW.
You know, in a for bygone era, you had the William Donald Schaefer, who was then mayor of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. His motto was "Do it now," and he was a man of action, and he demanded that action be taken by his department heads. It just seems to me we got a bunch of talkers and not doers that are running the agency. Now we've had this shakeup in leadership. Is this just rearranging the chairs on the Titanic?
It depends on who you ask. I mean, I asked the mayor about this yesterday, actually, because if the workers say this is the person who they like, and this is an agency that we know has a history of problems, to me it feels like, why would you change that leadership, right? If this is the one person who seems like they're putting the department on the right track, the mayor says that he's elevating Khalil Zaid to a deputy mayor position who is going to oversee the operations of DPW along with other agencies. So the new director of DPW will report to him, but it's unclear how much of a direct operational supervision he will have if he's got other agencies he has to oversee as well. So, we'll have to kind of wait and see how this plays out. We've got an interim, director now who has some history with DPW. But a lot of people are wondering, why this is happening. And there's another feeling of uncertainty because they finally felt like their concerns were being listened to. And now the leader who was doing that listening is no longer there.
Yeah. Speaking of the mayor, he recently promised DPW workers a raise in their contract talks. When can these workers expect to see that raise?
That is the big question. We heard the mayor talk about it at the State of the City address. I asked him about it a couple of weeks after that. He said they were in negotiations. I followed up with him. The mayor's office told me that the goal was to have it done by the end of the fiscal year. That was June 30th, which was Monday. So I also asked the mayor yesterday, what's the deal? Workers told me they hadn't been hurt, that no one had told them, anything about the contract, nothing about the raise. The mayor said the negotiations are still ongoing. And the frustration with the union continues. The workers are still feeling like they're not being listened to by their own representatives at the union. And that is not a new issue. That has been an ongoing problem. I asked the mayor, what is the holdup? What's the sticking point with these negotiations? We haven't been able to get any information. The mayor is staying pretty tight-lipped, saying their negotiations are ongoing. DPW says they hope to have it wrapped up soon. But right now, they've been promised this raise, and they haven't seen it yet.
All right, coming up next with Mackenzie Frost in depth, we're going to take a look at Maryland's MS-13 man, Kilmar Albrego Garcia. He says he wasn't treated. He wasn't getting five-star treatment in the El Salvador prison, so stay tuned for that.
What a shock. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Back on the Beltway on the outer loop before Security Boulevard now is clear. We can see that because the backup at Liberty Road is dissipating, which means the accident is gone. Never saw it from the camera because it never turned around to look at it. So now we have our own information. So there you are. The Bay Bridge is three lanes eastbound. That's working out fine. Everybody east of the area around Baydale Drive through there is doing okay. Now the westbound side is looking at a backup here. I don't know. Let me just see if there might be something here right after we... I think there may be something here on the westbound side. Give me one. Do we have a second?
Sure.
Okay. Because right here where they come together, where it goes from three lanes to two, it looks like to me they may be avoiding the right lane, even though we have all three of the lanes moving here, one of those lanes. Okay, all right, so whatever it is, it's backing us up now westbound. Two of the lanes are affected, and there may be something in the right lane on the westbound side. So now it's going to be a factor there for the traffic leaving from Route 8 and headed over towards the area at Sandy Point. So we'll get the official word on that, but right now it looks like the right lane is affected on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny and hot, but less humid today. Highs near 90, and pretty much the same for Independence Day tomorrow. 79 and sunny right now in the city, 79 in Middle River. On our Newsmaker Hotline, investigative journalist Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45. She goes in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. The other topic is Maryland's MS-13 man.
Kilmer.
Yeah, he's making some claims of he's not being treated very nicely in that El Salvador prison.
Yeah, we found some new information out. His attorneys filed some new court documents last night, you know, detailing what his experience was like from his perspective in CCOT. That's the, you know, the terrorism confinement prison, the notorious prison in El Salvador. Abrego Garcia says that he was malnourished, he was beaten, he was, you know, in a crowded prison cell, slept on metal bunk beds without a mattress, the lights were kept on 24 hours a day. His attorneys say that he didn't have any communication with his family, didn't have access to his attorneys until Senator Chris Van Hollen went, which some of that, you know, we had already known. That's what the senator was saying when he went there back in April. And all of this is playing out while we know he's facing the human smuggling charges in Tennessee. Yeah. And new information that I found out this morning, actually, before we just hopped on the call, the assistant U.S. attorney, the acting U.S. attorney in Tennessee, wants that trial set. They want to go to trial as soon as possible for the human smuggling charges in Tennessee. They filed just yesterday wanting the judge to set a date for that. They say even though discovery is still unfolding, they want to move forward and get that moving so that those proceedings can unfold. So there's still a lot of moving parts. There's another hearing on Monday in Maryland while he's still being detained in Tennessee. So, you know, we're watching both cases happening.
Well, Mike's saying is he doesn't want to leave Tennessee because he says if he leaves Tennessee, leaves custody in Tennessee, he'll be rearrested by ICE and deported. So,
yeah,
am I playing into this as well?
That is what his attorneys say, that they are, you know, they asked the judge to keep him detained, and the judge agreed to keep him detained, even though the judge said he was eligible for pretrial release in Tennessee because the government, the federal government, had said that they were going to deport him to a different country, not necessarily El Salvador, but ICE is going to pick him up again when he was released from Tennessee and deport him. Now, there's some questions about the timing of that, whether they were going to deport him before the trial for the human smuggling or they were going to wait. But as of right now, his attorneys want him kept in jail in Tennessee, and the judge has agreed to do that because ICE has made it clear they would pick him up if he was released.
Do we have if you'll pardon the expression, a Mexican standoff here? Because you've got, he doesn't want to get out of jail. The judge says she's not going to release him, and DHS is saying he will never be set free on U.S. soil.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of an interesting situation, right? Like, that is all happening while he's facing this charge, you know, in Tennessee for human smuggling for that 2022 traffic stop, don't forget.
Right.
Where we saw that body camera video of the Tennessee Highway Patrol where Kilmer Abrego Garcia was in the car with 7 or 8 other people, no luggage in the vehicle, and he told the officers that he was bringing the people to Maryland for work. And also, we have the case happening here in Maryland. So still, the Trump administration has made it very clear that he will not be released. He will not be free in the United States.
Yeah.
So, it's anyone's guess what's really going to happen. But if you listen to the Trump administration, he's not getting out, and he's not going to stay in the United States.
Yeah, and last week, the Supreme Court ruled that he can deport to a third country.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, the president now is free to say, well, you don't want to go to El Salvador, fine. You're going to Somalia. Have a nice life.
Right.
All right, that's it. Go ahead, Mackenzie. I don't think it's one of the more confusing immigration cases we've seen. Real quick, any word on that witness? Because they apparently cut a deal with the witness that was in the truck with him in Tennessee. Any further update on him?
He was, so that he wasn't in the car with him. He was actually the owner of the vehicle.
Ah, right. Okay.
He was the owner of the vehicle, and the owner is who Abrego Garcia told the Tennessee Highway Patrol was his boss. And if you remember, he was actually the person who pled guilty to the illegal transportation of an alien in 2020 from a traffic stop in Mississippi. And so there's that deal that he may or may not testify in this case now, which would be really interesting, and that would be, you know, kind of a key witness in this case for the government.
Very good. In-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost. Have a great Independence Day, Mackenzie.
Thank you. You guys as well. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Chuck Whitaker is now saying that incident is in the right lane on the westbound span of the Bay Bridge. So, again, that is an incident in the right lane on the westbound span of the Bay Bridge. And we'll get an update for you in just a couple of minutes here on the Morning Drive.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, the Big Beautiful Bill updates. Also, the left is trying to convince you chanting death to America doesn't mean radicals want to end America. And Trump's EPA is ending animal testing and allowing adoption of the animals. The Biden administration did the opposite. I've always wanted a test monkey. That sounded weird. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes on this Thursday. Wow, what a place to have a disabled vehicle, Chuck.
Yep, and they just cleared it in the last 5 minutes or so. Was westbound on the Bay Bridge, and it was in that area where it was only two lanes. Then it went down to one lane. So the backup right now, you see the pinch right here, right at Route 8. So if you're coming across, you're trying to get over towards Kent Island to Sandy Point. That was the reason it was backed up. It was only a single lane for about 15 to 20 minutes on the westbound side. But now we're two lanes again. Barring any new problems, we should see that start to dissipate. Some traffic now is getting across the bridge. So we're three lanes eastbound, two lanes westbound on the Bay Bridge. That's going to be for the rest of the day. The wreck on the Beltway pretty much gone now. The outer loop has recovered as you're moving down from Security Boulevard, eventually down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Sunny, hot, less humid. today, tomorrow, most of the weekend, going to be a nice summer weekend. Get out and enjoy all your outdoor activities. Right now, 79 in Severn, and it is 79 in Parkville. And the big question everyone wants to know from Kim Clasey.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up next after the 9 o'clock news is, did you get your AC fixed?
I did. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're good.
Olivia survived, by the way.
She did.
Yeah, she almost cursed me out. You know what's so funny? The other day, she told me, we're just riding in the car, and this is, you know, I wasn't mad at her, we're just driving. And she goes, Mommy, is it wrong that I say curse words to you in my head? I said, no, but why are you doing this? Why are you telling me? But she's like, I just wondered if that's wrong.
Yeah, he can do some strange things to people.
Oh, yes.
That's for sure.
She's telling me she cursed me out.
What's coming up on the show?
Of course, we're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill. Obviously, there were no changes. I was surprised on that coming out of the Senate. It looks like they are going to vote on it. Are they on the floor?
Yeah, Dollar Store Obama is on the floor as we speak. So we're expecting a vote sometime, maybe around 10 o'clock now.
Okay. I did see where Congresswoman Nancy May said that Hakeem Jeffries had just opened another binder full of notes to reveal.
He's about halfway through it. I can see it right now.
There's binder.
Yeah. It's not a Mitt Romney binder.
Does he have a binder women? Because that apparently is a problem. If you have a binder of women, that's not good.
No, you should not have a binder of women.
Okay.
Let's check his stuff before we... Just kidding. Of course, Chris Palombi is going to join us at 10 a.m. He ran against Eddie Hoyer in the 5th District. But we're going to talk to him because he had an interesting post about Governor Wes Moore and the taxes and the fees and what that means to individual families. So he has it all broken down.
You should feel very thankful for Wes Moore because, you know, he helped with that rebate.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to get that $40? Are you guys...
Yeah, man.
$80.
Oh, is it $80?
It's $40 bucks summer and now.
Yeah. I was listening to you
and
guys.
$40 in the winter.
Oh, right, the winter. Right.
The winter
so
part.
$40. Yeah.
My bill went up $100 a month and almost finished the bill. So that $40, that's going to make the difference.
That doesn't even cover what I just spent to fix the AC.
Yeah. True.
You know, so we'll talk about that. Of course, so much more. The residents in Woodlawn are not happy with the map for the county council districts. But you know what? I look at this and I say, this is on you. You voted for this expansion, which Woodlawn did overwhelmingly, and you knew there was no proposed map at the time. Why would you vote to expand council without even seeing a proposed map?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyways, we've got lots to talk about.
It's typical county government, that's for sure. Kim Clasey live, coming up next. Coming up tomorrow, we're off for the day.
Yep.
And sitting in as our guest host is, once again, the president of the Patriot Club, Jeff McDonald. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Gentlemen, good morning. You know, you guys cover it all week long, but I have the privilege of guest hosting on significant holidays. And tomorrow is Independence Day, which is one of the most significant. And our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And Sean, you mentioned, where are the fighters? Well, tomorrow morning on the morning show, not only are we going to talk about the incredible fighters of our founding fathers, but I wonder how many of the listeners know who Mordecai Gist is and his significance and the Maryland Regiment. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into education then versus now. And as we always do in the final hour, we're going to talk about our health and well. So I am so looking forward to it, and I hope that the listeners get up early as we talk about the true significance of not only our great state, but our great one nation under God.
Yeah, it could also be that by tomorrow morning, that Hakeem Jeffries will go through all 137 binders he has, and the vote might be taking place.
Yeah. Well, we're going to pass on that. We're going to talk about things that are truly significant.
All right, Jeff McDonald, thanks for sitting in, giving us an opportunity to take the day off. Appreciate it. That's tomorrow right here on the Morning Drive. Jeff McDonald sitting in. Thanks, Jeff. We'll be listening tomorrow morning to the show. Kristen will be here. There'll be no Chuck's off as well, and Gary's off. And so it'll be, again, I think, a great Independence Day show.
Yeah.
And about a minute left or so, just a reminder that tomorrow is America's 249th birthday. I like to say Independence Day because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's 4th of July is just a date.
Yep.
Independence Day is the meaning behind America's birthday, and it's a birthday we celebrate our freedoms. And you know, we watch, and this bill, this one big beautiful bill, has a lot to do with our freedoms. Financial freedom comes later, but there are other freedoms that we ought to make sure that we get written into American history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you know, it'd be a great, significant victory for the president if it does happen by Independence Day.
Well, that's been the goal, to have that pass by today so that Independence Day we can clearly and soundly say we are now independent of the last set of challenges, now on to the next.
Back on Monday at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America. Happy birthday, America.
See
you
tomorrow. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 6.